minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Oh, once upon a midnight dearie, I woke with something in my head. I couldn't escape the memory of a phone call and of what you said. Like a game show contestant with a parting gift, I cannot believe my eyes. When I saw through the thoughts of a trusted friend, who needs to humor me and tell me lies. Yeah, humor me and tell me lies.
Tell Rough Riders Baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
There are stars in the southern sky. Southward as you go. There is moonlight and moss in the trees. Seven bridges roll. Now I have loved you.
6 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
In the dark, lying on its side. The ruins of the day, painted with the scar. And the more I straighten out, the less it wants to try.
Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
You're simpatico.
I wish it were so. So take this wine and drink with me. Let's delay our misery. Say tonight, fight the breakup, don't come tomorrow. Tomorrow I'll be gone. Say tonight,
break of dawn, come tomorrow. Tomorrow I'll be gone. There's a lot on the
Rough Riders line. Baseball is just 2 minutes away.
I got my eyes on you. You're everything that I see. I want your high love and emotion endlessly. I can't get over you. You left your mark on me. I want your high love and emotion endlessly. 'Cause you're a good girl and you know it. You act so different around me. 'Cause you're a good girl and you know it. I know exactly who you could be. Just hold on, I'm going home. Just hold on, I'm going home. It's hard to do these things.
Only 1 minute left till Rough Riders Baseball. Just 30 more seconds.
She talks kind of lazy, and people say she's crazy, and her life's a mystery. Oh, but love grows where my rosemary goes, and nobody knows like me. There's something about her head on the mind. It's a feeling that's fine, and I just gotta say, hey!
Let's ride. And now, it's time for the Cacique Pregame Show on the HEB Riders Baseball Network, featuring the Andrews Distributing Pregame Interview, a look around the Texas League, and a closer look at today's game. Let's head out to the ballpark. Here's your host, Tyler Danford.
It's time for the Cacique Pregame Show on the HEB Riders Baseball Network. He's Zach Bigley. I'm Tyler Danford. We're getting ready for game 5 of 6 between the Amarillo Sod Poodles at 3-10 on the year and the 9-4 Frisco Rough Riders, the Diamondbacks and Rangers affiliates, squaring off. Last night, the Sod Poodles got a 6-2 victory and their first this week after the Rough Riders won the first three games. Really, it was the two-bagger that helped the Soddies to a victory. They tallied 7, which ties a franchise record dating back to 2019. Alejandro Osuna played at both Frisco runs with a pair of RBI groundouts. Let's take a look around the Texas League standings, as with that loss, Frisco moves to a tie for first in the Texas League South Division standings, along with San Antonio, which got a big 10-inning victory last night against Northwest Arkansas. Right now, as the standings say, the Rough Riders and Missions are tied atop the Texas League South, but in the North, it is a two-game lead for Arkansas, who is up 2 games on Springfield, the team they're playing this week. The Travelers are 10-4. The Cardinals are 8-6. Amarillo is at the bottom of the Texas League South table at 3-10. They're looking to try and tie Corpus Christi for fourth with a win today. Tulsa is at the bottom of the Texas League North Division at 5-8. On the other side of this break, we talk to Rough Riders outfielder and Rangers 8th-ranked prospect Alejandro Osuna for the Andrews Distributing Pregame Interview. You're listening to the Cacique Pregame Show on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Our Rough Riders have a new partner, Cacique Foods. The nation's leader in Hispanic cheeses, creams, chorizo, and salsa is honored to call our DFW community home and is now a proud Rough Riders sponsor. With Cacique's authentic ingredients, you can add Mexican tradition and flavor to every meal. For more information about their products, visit caciquefoods.com. Find their delicious products at your favorite local supermarket, and let's cheer on our Rough Riders together. Authentic flavor, real moments. Cacique.
All aboard the Hogwarts Express for Harry Potter Night at Rider's Field on May 3rd. presented by Benjamin Franklin Plumbing. Enjoy Wizard and Witch themes while watching the Riders wear Harry Potter-inspired uniforms against the Minnesota Twins-affiliated Wichita Windsurge. Make sure you get your ticket special where you receive both a ticket and a Hogwarts house scarf, all for just $20. Get your tickets now for May 3rd at 7:05 by going to ridersbaseball.com or calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night at the park with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders baseball excitement. Let's ride!
Welcome back to the Andrews Distributing pregame interview on the Cacique pregame show. We're joined by Frisco Rough Riders outfielder Alejandro Osuna. Alejandro, thanks for joining us. How are you doing?
Very good. How about you?
Doing great. Thanks again for joining us. For you, you have so much fun playing the game of baseball. How much do you enjoy getting to play this great game every day?
To be honest, a lot. I'll be my 100% because that's the only thing I have. I love baseball, so for that, I enjoy a lot.
That comes from your family as well, with big league roots, your brother pitching in the big leagues, an all-star, your uncle Antonio, an 11-year big leaguer, your dad, 22-year Mexican League pitcher. How important has been family for you in your baseball journey?
To be honest, that's very important to me. They always support me, they always help me about when I got a bad day, when I got a good day, like how to control my body, how to control my thing. So they help me a lot, to be honest, to bring my confidence every day.
How much have you gotten your enjoyment of baseball from them?
A lot. The old things that I have, they teach me. So I got a lot of things that they always give me every day. So I got a lot of things on my mind.
We're talking to Rough Riders outfielder Alejandro Osuna, who's got a big smile on his face, as he always does. How has the season gone for you so far?
Very good so far. Very good. I'm enjoying a lot. We had a new player, a younger player like Sebastian Walker and Cam Coley. So, to be honest, we enjoy a lot during the dugout, during the game, so that's very important. So everything going very good so far.
You had an incredible spring, 15 hits, which led the Rangers organization at big league camp as well. You said that Adolis Garcia and Leody Taveras were two guys you learned from. What did you learn from them?
I learned a lot of things about two guys. They helped me more about defense. To be honest, they don't talk to me too much about hitting. Because they were joking around with me, like, Osuna, you need to teach me how to hit. You hit really well, but to be honest, they helped me a lot during my routines, during the defense, like my pre-pitch, like how I can control my first step. So that little thing, they helped me a lot.
Have you always played the outfield in your life?
Yes, before signing, when I was playing Mexico, I just played a couple games on first base. But when I'm signing, I'm just playing outfield.
How do you think you've improved as an outfielder?
Very good, a lot. With Carlos Cardoza, he was the first guy I met in Dominican. So we have 4 years together, almost five. So he helped me a lot. I improved a lot. Like, thanks for him to help me every day.
That's part one of our Andrews Distributing pregame interview with Riders outfielder Alejandro Osuna. We'll have part two on tomorrow's Cacique pregame show. Up next, In Touch Credit Union starting lineups and first pitch coming your way on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the In Touch Home Run Terrace located above the left field wall. This cover seating area is a great option to enjoy the cover comfort of a baseball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Swinging a drive deep into right center field. And a hair!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Home run, let's ride.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Hey, this is Cooper Johnson, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Time for the In Touch Credit Union starting lineups on the Cacique pregame show as we're just nearing first pitch here at Riders Field. Let's start off with the 3-10 Amarillo Sod Poodles, led by manager Javier Colina. Leading off, the right fielder Christian Robinson. Second baseman Tommy Troy bats second. Batting third, the third baseman LeJames Groover, up one spot in the order. The left fielder Caleb Roberts, three doubles last night. He bats fourth. Batting fifth, the catcher Drake Osborne, set to make his second appearance as an Amarillo Sod Poodle. Batting sixth, the shortstop Andy Weber. First baseman Jose Fernandez bat seventh. Batting eighth, the center fielder Jack Hurley. And the DH is Gene Walters. He bats ninth. For the Frisco Rough Riders, tied for first in the Texas League South. Leading off, the center fielder Alejandro Osuna, today's Andrews Distributing pregame interview guest. Batting second, the designated hitter Sebastian Walcott. Shortstop Cam Culley bats third. Batting fourth, the first baseman Josh Hatcher back in the lineup after a well-deserved day off. He leads minor league baseball with a .455 batting average. Batting fifth, the third baseman Caber Rodriguez. Second baseman Franier Chavez bats sixth. Batting seventh, the left fielder Aaron Zavala. The right fielder Luis Mieses bats eighth. And batting ninth, the catcher Ian Mahler. Starting pitching matchup in this ball game for the Sod Poodles, they'll give the ball to 26th-ranked D-backs prospect Roman Angelo. And it's been a tough start to the season for Angelo, but a highly touted right-hander from Omaha, Nebraska, by way of Fresno State and Cal State Bakersfield. He is 0-2 with a 19.64 ERA, allowing 16 runs on 18 hits, striking out 3 and walking 6. He's given up 7 homers in his first 2 starts. But again, it is a long season. Angelo will go up against Mitch Bratt, who's coming off a quality start against Northwest Arkansas last week. Bratt from Newmarket, Ontario, Canada, a left-hander at 21 years of age. So far on the year, he is 1-0 with a .279 earned run average. And in that start against the Naturals, he held Northwest Arkansas to 2 runs on 6 hits, fanning 6 and walking none in 6 innings of work. A quality start for the Riders Southpaw. We'll pause here on the Cacique pregame show. And on the other side of this break, Zach Bigley has the call on the HEB Riders Baseball Network. You've been listening to the Cacique pregame show. We hope you enjoy tonight's game.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the In Touch Home Run Terrace located above the left field wall. This cover seating area is a great option to enjoy the cover comfort of a baseball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Swinging a drive deep in the right center field. Out of here!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Home run, let's ride.
Welcome in summer this May with 16 games at Riders Field. The Twins-affiliated Wichita Windsor travel to take on the Rough Riders Tuesday, April 29th through Sunday, May 4th. Then, come out for the season's largest homestand, May 13th through May 25th, against the Astros-affiliated Corpus Christi Hooks and Athletics-affiliated Midland Rockhounds. For tickets, go to RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Celebrate the impact of Negro League Baseball. The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to return the barnstorming Negro Leagues team, the Dallas Black Giants, to the diamond this season at Riders Field. Help us bring one of the earliest professional teams in North Texas back in the spotlight. For tickets and more information on the Dallas Black Giants, head online at RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Play ball!
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Thirsty Thursday. Starting on May 22nd, fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket presented by Twisted Tea and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25 with $2 Twisted Tea, Truly, and drafts, and more drink specials in the seating bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets at RidersBaseball.com or by calling at 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
The party decks at Riders Field offer one of the best views in the ballpark, located high above the first and third base lines. And when the summer heat hits, add on an adjoining suite to enjoy your experience in the cool AC. Reserve yours today at 972-334-1993 or online at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
All aboard the Hogwarts Express for Harry Potter Night at Riders Field on May 3rd. presented by Benjamin Franklin Plumbing. Enjoy Wizard and Witch themes while watching the Riders wear Harry Potter-inspired uniforms against the Minnesota Twins-affiliated Wichita Wind Surge. Make sure you get your ticket special where you receive both a ticket and a Hogwarts house scarf, all for just $20. Get your tickets now for May 3rd at 7:05 by going to ridersbaseball.com or calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
The Frisco Rough Riders would like to thank their sponsors for making this broadcast possible. Thank you to Baylor Scott & White Health, CoServe, InTouch Credit Union, Texas Republic Bank, Peak Roofing & Construction, USAA, Axis Custom Pools, Texas Farm Bureau, Astound, PMG, Benjamin Franklin Plumbing, Cacique, Rhythm Energy, Ewing Buick GMC, Classic Chevrolet of Grapevine, Game Day Men's Health, Crowder Law Firm, Antone's Pull Boys, At Creek Burger Company, Wild Fork Foods, McKinney Police Department, and Fast Signs Frisco for their support.
Now, let's get to the game.
Swinging a drive, deep into right center field. Torres at the wall, and a hit!
High drive to right. We are tied!
Deep to left, and gone!
It's time for another presentation of Rough Riders Baseball on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
The throw to the plate, and they got him! Looking, he watches it fly!
He got him!
The Riders are proud AA affiliates of the Texas Rangers since 2003.
Has he done it again? He has!
Slides and makes the catch!
It is in time to get him!
Evan Carter wins it for the Rough Riders with a walk-off single!
It's gone!
Riders win it! Riders win! The game is over! Oh, baby, what a night!
And now, let's head out to the ballpark for the call of today's game. Alongside Tyler Danberg, here's the voice of the Rough Riders, Zach Bigley.
On a muggy night, but nonetheless pleasant here in Frisco, Texas, we're ready for baseball. It's Game 5 between the Frisco Rough Riders and the Amarillo Sod Poodles. Hi, everybody, and we welcome you up into the broadcast booth alongside Tyler Danberg. I'm Zach Bigley, and very happy to have you as the Rough Riders today look to capture the series against the Amarillo Sod Poodles. And, Tyler, the Rough Riders are playing some very good baseball, especially on the offensive side.
They really are. They are among some of the best in AA baseball. They lead the Texas League in batting average. And the key for them now is sustaining that offense throughout the nine-inning span. But, boy, that bullpen last night, Zach, despite the loss, looked great as well.
They really did. A really good addition in Jancer Lara, who is a new Rough Riders pitcher, and a new Rough Riders guy on the mound for first time since 2018 pitching in affiliated baseball. But this man is looking for a good start. A quality start his last time out for Mitch Brett, the number 21 prospect in the Rangers organization. The left-hander going up against Amarillo for just the second time in his career. He threw six innings in his first start against them last September, and he looks for another strong one today. The Rough Riders have been very good on the pitching side of things at times over the course of the season. For the first three games of this series, Rough Riders starters combined to allow just one run over 13 innings, but Ben Anderson did allow six runs in his start over 2 2/3 innings yesterday. So what Mitch Brett is able to do on the mound is going to be very important tonight. The Rough Riders at 9-4, tied for first place in the Texas League South Division. Amarillo in the cellar of that division at 3-10, and the Rough Riders, having won three of the first four games in this series, have a chance to win the series today with a strong performance from Brett and that offense that has been so good over the course of this season. Rough Riders have been one of the best teams, not only in the Texas League, but in minor league baseball to start the year, and they're looking to keep it going. Christian Robinson starts it for the Sod Poodles. Here's a look at the starting lineups. Robinson starts it. Tommy Troy and Lou James Groover due up in this first inning. We're underway. On the outside corner from Brett with a cutter. First pitch time at 7:07. It's a very muggy day. 76 degrees, cloud cover up above, 13-mile-an-hour winds blowing out to left with 25-mile-an-hour gusts. Robinson 2-for-3 in that game last year against Brett in September with a home run. They tagged Brett for two homers in that start. It was both Robinson and Ivan Melendez who went deep against him. Just off the plate away. Robinson 5-for-14 in the series with a couple of doubles. It was 7 doubles on offense yesterday for Amarillo. They ended up winning the game 6-2 last night. Mitch Brad threw 2 starts this year with the Rough Riders, has been very good. His last start against Northwest Arkansas, he allowed just 2 runs on 6 hits over 6 innings of work. He struck out 6 and did not walk a batter. Robinson stays alive. It's 2-2.
You go back to Brad's first start against Corpus Christi. The bases were loaded on him in the first inning. And really since then, Zach, he has been cruising, to say the least.
Got him looking. Change up, top of the zone. He picks up the strikeout on Robinson.
Just a gorgeous pitch here from Mitch Brad as it zings into the top outside corner there on Robinson, who's reached base in every single game he's played in this year. He's a tough out at the top of the card.
So big first down, and now you face another guy who's a tough out, and Tommy Troy gets ahead on him. At the end of that replay, you could see Brad shaking his head. That was a very high changeup. Not where he wanted it. He got the strike 3 call, but he had a couple of those pitches in his first start against Corpus Christi. And talking to him after the game, he said, hey, I'll take those strike calls, but those are going to get hit pretty hard if I keep throwing them there. So I want to get those pitches down with the changeup. It's a pitch that he's worked on over the last few years, and last season he was almost telegraphing the changeup the way he was throwing it. So he tinkered around with it a little bit in the offseason. They kind of reworked his delivery. And now he feels a lot more confident with that changeup. It's going to be a very significant pitch for him. He leans very heavily on the fastball and the cutter. The fastball is a pitch that will be in the mid-90s. And it has very good ride on it. He'll get a lot of swings and misses with it up in the zone. So getting that secondary stuff down is very important. Flicked foul. Ian Mahler catching him, just as he did in his first start against Corpus Christi. Cooper Johnson caught him in his second start last week. Mahler saying he wants to see more sliders out of Brad today. And there it is right there. Didn't go. It was actually the curveball. Just missing low.
That's that newer pitch for him. Almost generated the three-quarter swing and miss.
Started messing around with it a little bit at the end of the season last year and then worked on it more in the offseason. Fastball that time, we're full. Mitch Brad is very superstitious in everything he does. You can see he licks his finger 5 times and wipes it off twice after every single pitch. Got him. Mitch Brad picks up the strikeout. Another good breaking ball. Umpires today, Justin Juska has our home plate action. Nate Diedrich, our crew chief at third base. Jonathan Rector, the first base umpire. There's something to watch today. Ryan Tuntlin, Rough Riders hitting coach, was ejected yesterday. Couple batters, couple strikeouts for Mitch Brad in the first inning. James Groover, 1-for-2 last year against Brad. He's 2-for-7 in the series. He had a wrist injury that he was dealing with. Kind of hampered him at the beginning of this series. Didn't play the first 3 games. Late swing. Brad mixes very well. Very athletic up there on the mound. looking to spin a 1-2-3 first inning. Just misses with the changeup. This is a good lineup for him to take advantage of today. No Christian Serta, no Gavin Contasello, both of them days off today. Lashed into left, and it lands in front of Zavala. James Groover with a two-out single. That pitch was grooved right down the middle.
There are those two guys in the lineup at Conicello and Serta, but there still is LeJames Groover, a 349 hitter coming into today. A relatively slow start for him this series, working his way back, but great start to today.
Yeah, Roberts takes a first pitch breaking ball for a strike at the top of the zone. Three doubles for Caleb Roberts yesterday. Been off to a slow start, but that was by far his best game of the season. He fists this one into center field. Osuna froze, now has to watch it hop in front of him. Completely fooled on that big swing by Roberts. Back-to-back two-out singles.
Again, another deceiving night wind-wise. The wind's kind of spinning back towards home plate. And Osuna is a guy who takes a lot of pride in his first step. And he's so quick, especially when the ball is a little bit closer to being pulled back towards the ground. He's just so cerebral out there in center.
Sartan Drake Osborne with a strike. Osborne playing in just his second game in the series. See the Rough Riders playing just slightly to pull against the right-handed hitter. Osborne in that first game of the series went 0-for-3. He started out with AAA Reno. Former Rule 5 selection. Hard ground ball to second base. Easy play for Chavez. Close play at second, but in time. Inning over. Bottom one after a scoreless top of the first inning from Mitch Bratt. Riders come to the plate next on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
At USAA, we know the best way to serve our members is by building the best team. So we're looking for talented people like you to join us. From claims and finance to tech and beyond. But it's not just skill sets and impressive resumes we're looking for. It's the unique qualities that everyone at USAA shares and the passion to make a real difference for our members. Search USAAjobs.com and find out what we're made of.
USAA, Equal Opportunity Employer.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get two free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
You guys, I gotta tell you about Asound. For only $60 a month, this isn't just regular internet. It's a total game changer. Streaming, gaming, watching live TV with DirecTV. With Asound, you get it all. Get fiber-powered 1-gig internet with wall-to-wall Wi-Fi starting at $60 a month. Every room stays connected. It's simple. No surprise pricing. For a short time, get a free unlimited Asound mobile line. Still thinking about switching? Do it. Go to Asound.com now. Restrictions apply. See Asound.com for details.
It's time to start the bottom of the first on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Lito missed the boat that day.
Roman Angelo gets the start for Amarillo in the bottom of the first inning. Mitch Bratt spinned a very nice first frame. And now the Rough Riders go to work against Angelo, who's had a really tough season. You see that ERA. He's allowed 7 home runs in 2 starts. 8 runs allowed in each of his 2 starts. Alejandro Osuna watches a fastball down the middle. Angelo, the 24-year-old, was signed as a non-drafted free agent out of Fresno State University in 2023. Omaha, Nebraska native, started his career at Cal State Bakersfield, 3 years there, then 2 years at Fresno State before signing the free agent deal. 1-2 on Osuna. Those first two starts came in the first game and the last game of that series last week against Springfield. First one in 4 1/3 innings, he allowed 8 runs on 9 hits, including 4 homers. Soft one back past him. Weber's got it at shortstop and throws him out. Sebastian Walcott's turn.
That was a tough in-between hop there for Andy Weber as well. He had to vacuum it in right above his waist, and I might think that he might have hit the base too.
Starting lineups presented by InTouch Credit Union. Two and zero on Walcott. In that next start against Springfield on Sunday of last week, he allowed 10 runs, 8 of them earned over 3 innings on 3 more homers. Big rip from Walcott on a high fastball. It's very unlike him, especially with what he did last year with low A Visalia and high A Hillsboro. 3-1 now to Walcott. In 23 games, 22 starts combined between the other two levels, he had a 3.49 ERA, very respectable. Ball four. Walcott draws a one-out walk. First base runner for the Rough Riders. Shortstop Cam Colley takes his turn. Last year, in 121 and a third innings, he allowed just 9 home runs. And in 7 and a third innings, he's already allowed 7 this year. Welcome to the very hitter-friendly paradise of Hodgetown, where he threw those two ball games. Colley spoils the first pitch. If there's ever a hitter that's due, it's Cam Colley, 0 for 12 in the series. Oh, and 2. He's put the ball in play hard a couple times. Just hasn't found that first hit. Laces this one into right center field, hanging in the air. Hurley charging in. And it's Robinson who calls him off. Pockets it. 2 outs.
Colley's putting bat on ball as well. 10 strikeouts to 9 walks. He's making solid contact. Just hasn't been able to get it to fall after that great end to the series against Northwest Arkansas, where he finished that series 9 for his last 16.
Maybe nobody has had better contact than this man, Josh Hatcher. It's out of play. Hatcher hitting .455 this season. He is leading all of minor league baseball in batting average. 11 points higher than the next closest man. C.J. Kafis of Akron, AA affiliate of the Guardians. Hatcher has just been a man on fire. He's driven in runs in 8 consecutive games. And it's not like it's been dinks and dunks either. For all those hits, Hatcher with 3 home runs. He's been picking up hits in big time at bats to drive in runs, 3 doubles as well. Takes up on away. Walcott a delayed steal attempt in time. Osborne throws him out. Inning over. So Hatcher will lead off the second. Top two next. Nothing, nothing, our score on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Preferred Mechanical Group is a mechanical contracting company for commercial and industrial companies and the official mechanical contractor for your Frisco Rough Riders. PMG operates on a relationship-first approach to service, and our team is dedicated to building long-term working partnerships that help us better serve our clients. As we come to understand your HVAC system better, we're able to provide better, more targeted interventions when you need them. To find out more about how we can help you, visit PMGService.com.
Ewing Buick GMC is the official truck dealership of the Frisco Rough Riders and the number one Buick GMC dealership in North Texas. With an extensive selection of new and used vehicles and a long history of excellent customer service, Ewing makes it easy to find your next off-roading, tool hauling, kid carrying, hard working truck. Come by Ewing Buick GMC and experience why we're number one. Dallas North Tollway at Spring Creek Parkway or online at EwingBuickGMC.com.
Baseball is all about heart, and so are we. Ranked among the top heart and vascular hospitals by U.S. News & World Report, Baylor Scott & White The Heart Hospital Plano is committed to keeping our community strong, healthy, and ready to cheer on every pitch. When you win, we do too. We are proud to sponsor your Frisco Rough Riders. Learn more at bswhealth.com/theheart hospital.
This is Josh Young, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Yeah, I was just hanging out.
Baylor Scott & White Health is ranked among the best hospitals in the nation. From cardiology to gastroenterology, they're here to serve you. Make an appointment today by going to bswhealth.com. Bit of a muggy night, but nonetheless pleasant in Frisco. Scoreless into the top of the second inning. Andy Weber starts it. And Mitch Bratt starts him with a pitch on the outside corner for a strike. Weber was the leadoff hitter to start this series. He's just 2-for-13 in the set. And facing a left-hander, he's down in the sixth spot in the order. Bratt threw 23 pitches in that first inning, allowing a couple of singles and struck out two. Check swing, yes he did. 1-2. Strikeouts have always come for Brad. And this is an Amarillo team that strikes out a ton. The Rough Riders haven't had many big strikeout games in this series, really just one. And there's a swing and a miss. Brad climbs the ladder. Third K.
That performance you're talking about, 14, a season high in game one on Tuesday, and they're on pace for that. And then some. Look at Brad handcuff Weber there on the cutter at 92. Just came right at him at the knuckles.
Fernandez behind 0-1. Brad can elevate both that cutter and that four seam very effectively. Talked about it a little bit this year, but the velocity was a little bit higher for Bratt during spring training. It was more 93 to top out last year. He was hitting 96 during spring training. And so we were very excited to see that kind of velocity. Well, in his first start, it was freezing. It was a feels like of 37 degrees with a very windy day. And so he said he wasn't really feeling it with that full velocity. Outside corner. Four punch outs for Brad. That one on three pitches to sit down Fernandez.
Carter, he's a different kind of dialed right now, especially these last two starts. Johnson's calling for it, and Brad gets a little high in the way, and he just freezes Fernandez.
Jack Hurley takes his turn. Well, the velocity was pretty good in his last start against Northwest Arkansas, but sure, today and as we go forward in the summer, we'll probably start to see that velo a little bit more. Just foul. Today the fastball has been as high as 93. See if he can continue to get warmed up as this game goes along. If you have a left-hander who's throwing that kind of velocity in the mid-90s, that is very, very good. He tied him up, 1-2. Put the shackles on him. Already 4 strikeouts ahead, 1-2 on Hurley, who's 3-for-16 in the series. Soft roller up the first baseline. Going to be a tough play. Brad's got it. Glove flip. Oh, and he dropped it. Oh, goodness. Hatcher just couldn't hang on. What an effort by Mitch Brad. Nearly a sparkling highlight play. Between the legs, glove flip, and Hatcher just could not hang on. Oh, man.
Did you get Mark Burley vibes from that play?
No doubt.
My goodness, the creativity. Athleticism is another hallmark of a guy like Mitch Brad. He showed it there.
Mark Burley was in 2010, going between the legs on opening day in Chicago, in foul territory. What an incredibly athletic play by Brad. One and one to Walters. Two away, one on. They gave a single to Hurley on that play. Soft grounder up the middle. Colley to second. Inning over. Two more strikeouts. Another scoreless inning for Mitch Brad. Bottom two next on the HGB Riders Baseball Network.
The shift is about to get real. Of course, we're talking about Rhythm Energy's PowerShift plan, which offers you out-of-the-park savings on your electricity bill. Our ACs are about to get put to work, so make the switch to Rhythm Energy's PowerShift plan today and start saving. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Attention Rough Riders fans. Life throws fastballs, and when it does, you want the Crowder Law Firm batting for you. Darlena Crowder has secured over 350 not guilty verdicts in Texas. Now that's what we call a winning streak. Remember, with the Crowder Law Firm, it's more than just defense. It's a home run of resources with unlimited investigation services and no additional charges to you. So don't let a legal curveball catch you off guard. Team up with the champions of defense. Call 214-544-0061 and get Darlena Crowder and her team on your side today. The Crowder Law Firm, your heavy hitters in the courtroom.
So Winston Santos, you estás escuchando a Frisco's Rough Riders Baseball.
Josh Hatcher has been dynamite when leading off innings this season. He's hitting 500, 6-for-12, and he starts the second. Big whiff on a foul ball off the catcher Osborne's glove. It's 0-1. Some raindrops starting to fall in Frisco on this Saturday night. There was a threat of rain earlier, and it's starting to come to fruition here in the second inning. 1-1 on Hatcher, hitting 455 on the year. He's knocked in a run in 8 consecutive games. 20-for-44. It's been such an incredible start to the season for Hatcher, and they say the more you're hitting, the better your attitude is. 2-2. Hard to imagine Josh Hatcher's attitude getting much better than it already was, but he is just about as funny of a guy as you can find, always loud and getting the guys going. He cuts and misses here. Angelo with his first strikeout. Hatcher down swinging to start the second. Roman Angelo through a scoreless first, just walking Sebastian Walcott. Gabriel Rodriguez, the batter. Bends away on a breaking ball. The astronomical numbers that Roman has allowed this year haven't come in one big inning. They've come kind of sporadically throughout his start. He'd not allowed more than two runs in a single inning this year. Now the Rough Riders not able to put anything up in the first inning against him as he looks to turn around his season and start number three. Gets back in it. That's the tough thing about the beginning of the season, too, is it's such a small sample size, and you have one bad week in Angelo's case, both of those starts against Springfield, and now you got to try to climb back from it all season long. And you come into this start, and that's the only sample size that you have to work with. There's a reason why he's here at the AA level, and trying to prove why he belongs against one of the more complete offenses in all of AA. Rodriguez just 1-for-8 in the series so far. All the way back to the backstop, slipped out of his hand. And it's ball four. Second consecutive inning, he's walked a batter with one out. Ryder is trying to take advantage with Freddy Chavez.
And back to your point on Angelo, too, Zach. The most runs he had really allowed came in that first inning against Springfield in his last start. That was a 17-12 loss for the Sod Poodles. But he got through that first inning here. Now he can build off that.
To get momentum for pitchers, too. Feel confident after a scoreless inning and get back out there. Rodriguez can run. He takes his lead from first. 1-2 on Chavi. Still waiting for Chavez to break out at the plate. Two for 11 in this series. One of those hits a double. It's a big double in game one of this series that he had. Riders won that game 4-3. Chavez with the RBI double to tie the game in the seventh before the Riders eventually had a go-ahead sack fly to give them the lead in that seventh inning. Up the middle, Weber to second for one, and the double play ends the inning. Good, clean two innings from Angelo. We're scoreless to the third. Tyler Danberg back on the mic when we come back on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Let the dogs out this year at Riders Field for Bark in the Park. Bring your four-legged furry friend out for a Rough Riders baseball game and enjoy out on the HEB family lawn. Dogs are admitted free to the game alongside a human with a ticket. See you at Bark in the Park this summer. Let's ride.
We also Ladies and gentlemen, baseball fans of all ages, Game Day Men's Health is your premier destination for men's wellness. As we enjoy America's favorite pastime, Game Day Men's Health wants to remind you to prioritize your health and well-being. Are you or your partner feeling fatigued, having trouble focusing, or struggling to maintain a healthy weight? Game Day Men's Health is here to help. Their expert team specializes in testosterone replacement therapy, weight loss programs, erectile dysfunction treatments, and peptide therapy designed to help you tackle life's challenges head on. Visit Game Day Men's Health today and start feeling like an MVP in your own life. Don't wait. Visit GameDayMen'sHealth.com/Rough Riders to schedule your free consultation. Game Day Men's Health, proud partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. Play ball.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
We've reached the top of the third on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Top of the third here at Riders Field. Alongside Zach Bigley, I'm Tyler Danberg. Mitch Brad has worked two scoreless innings. His first time through the Sod Poodles order, he allowed three hits, and he racked up four strikeouts, throwing a first pitch strike to six of nine hitters. Christian Robinson whips it down the left field line. Rodriguez back. In comes Zavala. He reaches over. He came up with it, but then it popped out of his glove, and it's a foul ball. Zavala had it, then when he reached over the cement, the ball spilled out. Tough play, though, for the Frisco left fielder. What's caught your eye about Mitch Bratt so far, Zach?
His ability to command a lot of pitches. The slider has looked good. The fastball has been up to 94 miles an hour. Strikeouts have been coming both swinging and looking, two of each.
Here he comes. On the ground, a squibber to second. Long run for Chavez, and he throws out Robinson. One away.
I think more than anything, though, it was the incredible play that he nearly made over at first base. I mean, look at the athleticism of this play. Through the legs, oh, Josh Hatcher. That's such a tough play on Josh Hatcher's side, too. That's coming at you pretty fast. But really athletic play by Mitch.
The old element of surprise. Off speed, misses to Tommy Troy, winning Texas League Player of the Week.
It's like when guys used to play with Magic Johnson. They would almost expect the ball to come. Even if it wasn't going to be there, they had to expect it because you never knew which angle it was going to come from.
Now it's like Nikola Jokic.
Yeah. Plenty of guys you can say that about. Steve Nash in his prime. Jason Williams.
Always had to keep your head on a swivel with Jay Will. Troy. Down to the count.
You never know when he was going to give you an elbow pass. Now, if Mitch Pratt pulls out an elbow pass coming up, then you really got to wonder. He realizes he's playing baseball.
Between the legs, there's a good start. Called strike three on the fastball at 92. That's the fifth strikeout for Mitch Pratt.
Went up and in. Good job by Ian Muller sticking it on the inside corner. You can tell Tommy Troy didn't agree. Brant will certainly take it. Big zone today by Justin Jeska.
Muller, a strong receiver. He's been calling games and calling pitches since he was 11 years old.
Yeah.
if you're wondering, the type of strikeout so far for Mitch Bratt through three innings. He dials in a cutter at 93 to the James Groover. He's got three strikeouts looking, two swinging. Groover, who has one of the three Sod Poodles hits, and one of the three hits in this game, looks at the changeup, and it's 1-2. Groover nicknamed Gino. His dad nicknamed Gino from a young age, so it stuck with him. Lashed into left field, Zavala puts it away, and the inning is over. Three scoreless frames for Mitch Bratt. Still scoreless midway through three on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Here's a roofing reality. Texas is the number one state for hail damage claims. As a result, the type of roofing material you choose directly affects your insurance premiums. The more impact resistant the material, the bigger the discount. Not only can roofing materials reduce your monthly cost, they may protect you from replacing your roof after severe storms. Let us help determine if impact resistant options like Class 4 shingles are the right choice for your home. Family owned and operated, Peak Roofing and Construction has provided honest inspections and estimates on roof, gutter, and window projects in the DFW for 15 years. Visit us online at peakroofingconstruction.com.
Axis Custom Pools is the official pool builder of the Frisco Rough Riders. A veteran-owned company located in Anna, Texas, Axis Custom Pools services all throughout the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex area. Axis Custom Pools can create your dream outdoor oasis to accommodate any backyard. Give us a call today or visit our website to book your free design consultation and check out our Facebook page for monthly giveaways. Axis Custom Pools, proud partner of the Frisco Rough Riders.
Don't miss big savings on new Chevy Silverados. It's time to go big. Classic Chevrolet, back-to-back number one Chevy dealer in the world. We're going big with over 800 new trucks priced for immediate sale. Big selection, big savings. Now is the best time to upgrade for less. Get top dollar for your trade to save even more. Go big. Visit ClassicChevrolet.com now. Together, let's drive. Based on new Chevrolet registrations 2023 and 2024.
This is Josh Steven with the Frisco Rough Riders. You're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Rhythm Energy is offering affordable rates and top-notch customer service. Rhythm puts all its energy into serving you. Switch and save in minutes by going to GotRhythm.com. Roman Angelo starts off Aaron Zavala, the Frisco left fielder, with a ball. Zavala is a guy due for a hit. He's been getting on base, but he's due for a knock. Two hits through his first nine games, but a team-high 13 walks for Z.
He's had some hard contact that just has not come up as hits. He's gotten robbed on a few plays by good defensive plays, and you just want to see him on first base with a hit. You just know he's thinking about it. How can you not after this long?
The former second rounder is up at the count 2-1. He's out of the University of Oregon. He's facing Roman Angelo, who allowed 16 earned runs in his first two starts, but Zach, today, no runs, no hits, just two walks through his first two frames. Chopper to second, Troy handles, and there's one away as Zavala is retired.
Angelo's looked good so far. He stayed out of the middle of the plate, which had been his big weakness, was getting behind in the count and then trying to get back into it and going towards the middle of the plate. Even there, a 2-0 pitch. Fastball on the inside corner. And with a little bit of sink to it, able to get the rollover.
First pitch to Luis Mieses is a cue ball in the air, third base side, and New James Groover catches it in foul ground. And to your point now, Angelo continues to shiver. He saws off the Aces. There's two down.
Certainly helps your case. First pitch changeup. A little bit towards the middle of the plate, but surprising him with the changeup and getting him way out in front.
Ian Mahler climbs in. Mahler had a productive day on April 16th. 3 days ago. He was 2 for 3, including 3 runs scored. He reached base on an error in right center. Gavin Conticello and Christian Robinson collided, and that allowed Mahler to move up 3 bases. That set up a potential run. Rough Riders haven't lost when Mahler's been behind the plate either. The Dubuque, Iowa native swings and flies it into shallow left center. And it drops, or it's caught. It's caught. An over-the-shoulder catch by Andy Weber. And the inning is over. Great play by Weber to finish things off. And in Roman Angelo has pitched 3 scoreless frames in the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Baseball is all about heart, and so are we. Ranked among the top heart and vascular hospitals by U.S. News & World Report, Baylor Scott & White The Heart Hospital Plano is committed to keeping our community strong, healthy, and ready to cheer on every pitch. When you win, we do too. We are proud to sponsor your Frisco Rough Riders. Learn more at bswhealth.com/theheart hospital.
Antone's famous po' boys are handmade daily right here in Texas. With recipes that haven't changed since 1962, it's no wonder generations of Texans have enjoyed these iconic po' boys. Each Antone's po' boy is wrapped in white butcher paper and made with the highest quality meats, cheeses, chow chow relish, and pickles, all on their fresh French bread. Mustang fans can grab them on SMU's campus or at the stadium. University of Dallas fans can also find it on campus. Pick up your po' boy at your local HEB, Kroger, Market Street, for Tom Thumb. Antone's is a proud sponsor of Rough Riders Baseball.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
This is Cam Cawley, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Mano y mano go Mitch Pratt and Roman Angelo. The two hurlers in tonight's affair pitched 1-2-3 innings in the third. And Mitch Pratt faces Caleb Roberts, who clubbed 3 doubles last night. Most doubles by an Amarillo sod poodle in a game since Corbin Carroll. Ever heard of him? He did that on April 23rd, 2022 against San Antonio.
Corbin Carroll turned out pretty good.
That he did.
Remember, there was a game in Amarillo against Frisco. He's not the biggest guy in the world just by looking at him. He had a 485-foot homer over the batter's eye in that ballpark against the Rough Riders.
When he connects, it goes a long way.
Oh, yeah.
Brad ahead 0-2. Here it comes. Fist hit into short left field. Zavala started back, and he'll have to play it on a bounce. Caleb Roberts with a leadoff single.
That's the second time that he's had a big swing and hit it very softly, and that big swing has fooled the Frisco outfielder. First it was Osuna in center, now it's Aaron Zavala. Both starting back and then having to come sprinting in, and it's a tough play, no doubt.
Mitch Pratt, a draft pick by the Rangers at a Georgia Premier Academy, but first by way of Canada. Moved to Georgia during the COVID pandemic, and that's when he really got creative, building a makeshift mound at his home. Drake Osborne flies out to center, right at Alejandro Osuna, and there's one away. But another look here at Mitch Pratt with that makeshift mound, doing whatever he could to get reps and stay fresh during the pandemic.
So that piece of wood, it was a bed frame, actually. And you see a tire there in the background, the weights. And he would throw off of that mound. Whatever works.
Well, creative in Canada.
They're handy up there. Andy Weber checks his swing. He does not go. Says the third base umpire, Nate Biederich. Weber struck out his first time up. He is one of five strikeout victims of Mitch Bratt today. He's got 11 punch-outs in his last nine innings of work. Runner takes off. Throw down to second is not in time. And a stolen base for Caleb Roberts.
Well, the throw was right on target from Mahler. It was just high. So Colley did a great job trying to slap that tag down on Roberts as he came flying in. But see how high this throw is? And he's able to get that hand in there.
So now a man in scoring position for Weber. He banks it to center. Osuna careens and makes the grab. Roberts tags to third. A lot of room to roam for Osuna out there in center, and he hauls it in.
That's just the second hard-hit ball of the day. Hard-hit ball, 95 miles an hour exit velocity or above. That one at 97. Brad has done such a good job tonight at limiting the hard contact and getting a lot of soft contact when batters do put it in play.
So in steps Jose Fernandez with the go-ahead run 90 feet away. Brad slides in, breaking ball, ball one. Former fifth rounder by the Rangers in 2021. Fernandez swings and sends it into left center, and that splits the alley and goes to the wall. Roberts scores, and Fernandez is into second with a two-out double. The Sod Poodles strike first.
Seven doubles yesterday for this Amarillo offense. There's their first today. It was a changeup leaking out over the plate. Good piece of hitting by Fernandez, keeping the hands back, able to drive it into left center. And plate the first run of the day.
Back-to-back games with an RBI double for Jose Fernandez, and it gives way to Jack Hurley. Brett throws. Broken bat flare into left. Zavala twists back, and he recovers to make the inning-ending grab. Jose Fernandez strikes with an RBI double. Sod Poodles on top, 1-0 on our way to the last of the fourth on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Here's a roofing reality. Texas is the number one state for hail damage claims. As a result, the type of roofing material you choose directly affects your insurance premiums. The more impact resistant the material, the bigger the discount. Not only can roofing materials reduce your monthly cost, they may protect you from replacing your roof after severe storms. Let us help determine if impact resistant options like Class 4 shingles are the right choice for your home. Family owned and operated, Peak Roofing and Construction has provided honest inspections and estimates on roof, gutter, and window projects in the DFW for 15 years. Visit us online at peakroofingconstruction.com.
My dad is a proud Girl Dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a Girl Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
Howdy, Rough Riders fans. Are plumbing problems throwing you a curveball? Knock it out of the park with Benjamin Franklin Plumbing, the exclusive plumbing partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. We share a commitment to patriotism and excellence. In fact, if there's any delay, it's you we pay. Step up to the plate and get our double deal. No trip charge plus $50 off any plumbing repair. Don't strike out with Sumpar service. Text Book It to 833-201-1776. Benjamin Franklin Plumbing will have your home running smoother than a well-executed double play.
This is Sebastian Walcott, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
1-0 Amarillo on top of Frisco. Roman Angelo off a 1-2-3 inning delivers a first pitch strike to Alejandro Osuna, who called time but did not get it as he walked away, and it's 0-1. Osuna grounded out his first time up. He's having a magnificent series. Entered today 5-for-14 with a double, 5 runs scored. Him and Tommy Troy are tied. The Texas League lead with 15 runs scored. He's done the job of table setter and then some. Angelo's 0-2. Osuna gets hit by the pitch. Osuna's aboard to start off the bottom of the fourth. And that will set up Sebastian Walcott. On this day in baseball history, the Texas Rangers back in 1996 poured in 26 runs against the Baltimore Orioles. Most runs at the time by an American League team since 1952, including 16 runs in the eighth inning. Alejandro Osuna was wincing in pain as he got hit by the pitch from Angelo. He's back on first base with Kavika Emsley-Pye, the bench coach, right behind him. Osuna just walking it off. Caught a stinger there at the top of his cleat. They'll check back on Osuna.
If you're a big Rangers fan, no surprise, Juan Gonzalez was in the middle of that one. 6 RBIs in what was an eventual MVP season for him in 1996. He was just an RBI machine in the 90s.
Even with Cleveland, too, I want to say it was 99, Juan Gon was terrific. Him and Manny Ramirez that year drove it over 200 runs.
It was
2001, okay.
Now this lineup for the Rangers will give a lot of Rangers fans nostalgia, surely. Daryl Hamilton, Ivan Rodriguez, Will Clark, Juan Gonzalez, Mickey Tettleton, Dean Palmer, Rusty Greer, Mark McLemore, and Kevin Elster. Roger Pavlik got the start for the Rangers in that game.
Walcott takes strike two. It's 2-2. DH today. The 19-year-old wunderkind from Nassau, Bahamas. 111-mile-per-hour double last night to left. And he takes strike three from Angelo. 95 on the heater. And there's one gone.
Orioles lineup was really good that year as well. Brady Anderson led it off. Then Roberto Alomar, Hall of Famer. Rafael Palmeiro was on the Orioles at the time, not the Rangers. Then Bobby Bonilla, Cal Ripken Jr., B.J. Surhoff, Tony Tarasco. They had some really good players. They were a perennial playoff team in the 90s. Of course, winning it, what, 83 is when they won the World Series, Baltimore?
Yes, beat the Phillies. Cam Colley hits it in the air to right field. Robinson continues to roam in, and he's there for out number two. You know who else pinch hit in that game? Billy Ripken. Mike Devereaux played in that game. He was an outfielder. Even the relievers. An eclectic mix of Roger McDowell, Armando Benitez, Jesse Orozco.
Very underrated career, Jesse Orozco.
Final out, 1986. For the New York Mets.
Also just pitched forever. And for everybody, seemingly.
Josh Hatcher struck out his first time up. Roman Angelo fires. Bang, foul.
Roscoe pitched 24 years for 11 different franchises. He's actually the all-time leader in relief outings. Games pitched.
1,252. Including the league-high 65 with Baltimore in 1995. He did that at age 38.
Put him in the Hall of Fame. Come on.
Poke to short. Weber bobbles it. Everybody's safe. Tough play for the Sun Poodle shortstop. And there's 2-0 with two out.
I think if you ask Weber, he's got to make this play, though. One hopper, he lost it in the transfer. He fielded it cleanly, just couldn't get it out of his glove and dropped it. What could have been the final out of the inning. Extends it for Kaber Rodriguez. He's been hitting the ball hard. It is kind of crazy that Orozco isn't in the Hall of Fame. I know at the time when he retired, relievers weren't put in the Hall of Fame, and he wasn't a closer his entire career.
Popped up, foul ground. Fernandez has room, and the inning is over. The Riders go down scoreless. We salute Jesse Orozco, incredibly underrated, pitched on this day in baseball history. It's 1-0 Zotties here on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
How does up to 20 hours a day of super cheap electricity sound? With Rhythm Energy's Power Shift Plan, they're all yours. Just do your best to shift big appliances away from peak hours and get rewarded with super cheap rates the rest of the day. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more.
Miss big savings on new Chevy Silverados. It's time to go big. Classic Chevrolet, back-to-back number one Chevy dealer in the world. We're going big with over 800 new trucks priced for immediate sale. Big selection, big savings. Now is the best time to upgrade for less. Get top dollar for your trade to save even more. Go big. Visit ClassicChevrolet.com now. Together, let's drive.
Based on new Chevrolet registrations 2023 and 2024.
Step up to the plate and take your career's next big swing with the McKinney Police Department. Looking for a job with high pay, exciting variety, and the stability you need? McKinney Police Department offers competitive salaries, up to $109,000 per year, plus great benefits and a career that's anything but boring. Ready to knock it out of the park? Get started today at McKinneyPolice.org/apply.
Let's get the top of the fifth started here on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Mitch Brad back on the hill for the Rough Riders. Faces 9-1-2. Gene Walters starts it. One run allowed over four innings so far for the left-hander. Didn't go. Tyler Bratt's been great tonight.
He has been. I think the thing that has stuck out the most is the first pitch strikes. There have only been four batters that have come up to the plate where Bratt has not tossed in a first pitch strike.
Walters being one of them, but it's now 1-1.
And the other thing, too, about what Brad has done so far, Zach, is that on those first pitches, he's been working backwards a little bit, too. He has not thrown the same pitch once, or same pitch twice, I should say, back-to-back.
He's been very effective with his whole arsenal, that time a slider. Usually relying on the cutter and the fastball. He's been good at mixing tonight. Ahead 1-2 on Walters. Curveball fouled away. Walters looking for his first hit of the series. He's walked twice.
Foul and out of play. Still 1-2. Brad going with the heater that time, up and away at 92. The velocity has been in the 91 to 93 mile an hour range with the fastball tonight, touching 94. Rough Riders have not had a hit on the offensive side tonight. Through four innings, San Antonio, five hits against Brad. And the RBI double by Jose Fernandez in the fourth, the difference. Sent to left center field and hit fairly well. Osuna gliding back. One away. Avondale Dealerships brings us our Road to the Show spotlight today. It's Kamar Rocker. Two nights ago, the former Rough Riders, seven innings, eight strikeouts. No walks. We had a 5-3 win over the Angels. They picked up the sweep the Rangers did over the Halos. And Kamar Rocker, that first career Major League win. Congratulations to the former Vanderbilt Commodore. Road to the Show spotlight brought to you by Avondale Dealerships. Top of the order, Christian Robinson takes outside. Tyler, how about the Rangers today? Walk-off home run from El Bombi. And they even the series with the Dodgers.
Adolis Garcia with some more theatrics.
Off the end of the bat, tough play for Colley. He makes it look easy. And the throw. Two outs.
Oh, boy, that was slick from Cam Colley at short. This is his third start at short. And he just scooped it up, went down to a knee, popped back up, and threw a perfect strike as well to Josh Hatcher.
Colley's so slick at shortstop, and that is his natural position. From just outside Houston, played there his entire collegiate career, and then it just so happened that he gets matched up in the organization with Sebastian Walcott, who's playing a lot of shortstop, so he's had to play a lot of second and not as much shortstop. He even played a game in center earlier this year. Tommy Troy into right center for a hit. Two out base runner for the Sod Poodles. But Colley has been very vocal about the fact that he is totally fine not playing first fiddle with Sebastian Walcott. They're very, very close. And he said it's been really fun to watch him grow. And even though he's a couple younger, or years younger rather than Colley, they are very close and really one of his best friends on the team. Walcott DHing tonight. Two out single against Brett, who James Groover, the hitter. Groover 1-for-2 tonight. 3-for-9 in the series. And Brett gets a new baseball. Caleb Roberts on deck, who's 2-for-2 today with a couple bloop singles. This is where you'd love to get Groover and not have to face Roberts, who doubled three times yesterday. He's starting to heat up. Three and oh. First three ball count for Brett tonight. Since the second batter of the game. And he has his first walk. On four pitches, two on, two out for the red-hot Caleb Roberts. Roberts is 5 for his last 6, and Julio Valdez comes out, and we'll have a chat with Brad. Big spot in this ballgame early on with the Rough Riders. A little bit cold on offense.
It's a big-time spot. Maybe if Brad can get out of this inning, it can provide a spark for the offense, something to have a cause to fight for. And Brad has been, he's been efficient. He's had great command today. And that four-pitch walk has been the outlier. 74 pitches, 52 of them strikes. He's only thrown 22 balls, and four of them came in one at-bat.
Q you take out that 23 pitch first inning, things would be looking a little bit different right now in terms of his pitch count and where he's at and possibly going six innings. The way the pitch count is now, because of that long first inning, he's probably done after this one. Caleb Roberts to the plate. And Daniel Masaki is loosening in the bullpen. Roberts off the end of the bat to second. Chavez ends the inning. So Brett gets out of it. He's through five one-run frames. Riders trying to find some offense. Bottom five next. Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Our Rough Riders have a new partner, Cacique Foods. The nation's leader in Hispanic cheeses, creams, chorizo, and salsa is honored to call our DFW community home and is now a proud Rough Riders sponsor. With Cacique's authentic ingredients, you can add Mexican tradition and flavor to every meal. For more information about their products, visit caciquefoods.com. Find their delicious products at your favorite local supermarket, and let's cheer on our Rough Riders together. Authentic flavor, real moments. Cacique.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
We're back for the bottom of the fifth on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
InTouch Credit Union offers accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning and more. Interested? Visit itcu.org. Rainer Chavez takes a first pitch strike. Roman Angelo, four no-hit innings tonight after he had allowed eight earned runs in each of his first two starts this season. Talking about a 180. And there's the first hit for the Rough Riders. Chavez flips it into left. Good piece of hitting.
He just sprayed it there in the left center field. Nice piece of hitting for Chavez. He has all but two of his hits against right-handed pitching from that left side.
So now Aaron Zavala grounded out to second base, his first trip. Takes a strike. Talking about our Avondale Dealerships Road to the Show spotlight earlier, well, how about former Rough Rider Liam Hicks, who was Rule 5 away from the Rangers organization in December, drifting and out of play. He's with the Miami Marlins, and he connected on his first Major League homer today. A two-run homer in the top of the ninth inning against Philadelphia closer Jordan Romano. Pretty good guy to hit it off of. Part of a six-run inning against Romano for the fifth. Philly ended up hanging on and winning it 11-10. Still 0-2 on Zavala, but great for Liam Hicks, a guy who was fantastic. I said he got Rule 5 from the Rangers organization. It was from the Tigers organization. He was traded to the Tigers organization last year in the Carson Kelly deal. He was with the Rough Riders when that deal went down. He was not protected by the Tigers, and then was taken in the Rule 5 draft by the Marlins with the second overall pick. Hicks was such a pleasure to be around, an offensive first catcher, a guy who is an on-base machine, and off to a little bit of a slow start in his Major League career, but he had a wonderful day today, not only homering, but went 4-for-5. Zavala down on strikes.
Hicks is a great hitting catcher, but one of the things, at least seeing from afar, and you got to see firsthand last year, you and Luke Bailey. He does not strike out. Fewest strikeouts among Texas League catchers last year before that trade of the Tigers actually won the Eastern League with the Erie Seawolves.
East Miesis takes a strike. Yeah, he's a guy who has usually been a walks over strikeouts numbers in his career. Right now in the major leagues, four walks, 10 strikeouts. As Miesis clubs this one in the air out to right field. Robinson started back, now in, and puts it away. Two down. Four walks, 10 strikeouts for Hicks so far with Miami. But when he was in the minor leagues, his eye was elite. In 2024, 47 walks rather, 64 strikeouts in 113 games. Just a big-time walk machine. The thing that was always the big bugaboo with Hicks was his power. It was just a question as to whether or not he would hit and slug at the major league level. So for him to get that first major league home run is great. 1-1 on Ian Muller, the Riders catcher, former contemporary of Hicks. Hicksies began the season through 16 games, just a slugging percentage of .364. Riders had their first hit checked off tonight. They are looking for that first run now, trailing by the single tally. High strike. Chavez runs, and they got him. Chavez caught stealing. What a throw by Drake Osborne. Top six next. Riders trailing 1-0 on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
To celebrate the impact of Negro League Baseball, the Frisco Rough Riders are proud to return the barnstorming Negro League's team, the Dallas Black Giants, to the Diamond this season at Riders Field. Help us bring one of the earliest professional teams in North Texas back in the spotlight. For tickets and more information on the Dallas Black Giants, head online at ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Play ball.
Is your business ready to stand out in a crowded market? At Fast Signs of Frisco, they empower your brand with custom signage solutions that captivate and engage. From eye-catching banners to dynamic displays, their team of experts tailor every project to meet your unique needs. With over 70 years of combined experience, Fast Signs of Frisco delivers the quality and innovation you expect. Transform your business today with Fast Signs of Frisco, where your visual communications dreams become a reality. Visit them online or stop by their center at 9411 Preston Road, next to Hutchins Barbecue. Fast Signs of Frisco, the premier sign solution for Frisco and all of North Dallas.
It's game time, Rough Riders fans. And just like baseball, some traditions only get better with time. That's why SoChill Tortilla Chips bring you the crunch of centuries-old recipes, made light, crisp, and irresistibly good. Founded from family traditions passed down for generations, SoChill Chips are crafted to be so thin, so crisp, so good. So, whether you're at Riders Field or watching from home, grab a bag of SoChill Chips and taste tradition in every bite.
Sing!
SoChill, proud sponsor of your Frisco Rough Riders.
Live action continues with the top of the sixth inning here on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Call to the bullpen brought to you by Benjamin Franklin Plumbing. Daniel Masaki is the new pitcher for the Rough Riders. Mitch Pratt's day is done. He was fantastic tonight. The native of Fujinami,
Japan. On one to Drake Osborne. Brent went five innings, allowing just one run on six hits. He struck out five and walked one. Facing Drake Osborne to start it, Misaki had one bad outing with the Rough Riders that has kind of tainted the ERA for him. But he's been good. A 29-year-old with a 6 ERA through three outings coming into this one. Allowing two runs over three innings. One and one. It's all about the split for Misaki. That splitter is a very nasty pitch. See it on full display, especially when he's ahead in the count, usually with two strikes. He'll throw that split, and he's got two strikes here. We'll see if he goes with it after getting ahead with that fastball. Drake Osborne, a native of Corpus Christi, Texas, grew up just north of there. He became very close with fellow catcher Jose Trevino, former Rough Rider. Was also a Corpus Christi native. There's the split. Got him swinging. Mahler completes the strikeout. Boy, the bottom just completely falls out of that pitch.
It just tumbles and then tumbles some more. And it's got to be a blessing and a curse for a catcher because of how dirty it is, and also how late it drops. And give credit to Mahler as well for throwing a BB over to first off balance.
Good job on both ends. Andy Weber 0 for 2 today. Right down the middle with that fastball. That split allows his pitches to be effective to tunnel. Now, if he throws the splitter in that same location he just threw that fastball, it's going to be way out of the zone. So that's why you take that fastball right down the middle, because you respect the split. See if he goes with it again here. And he fits it right at the top of the zone. An elevated splitter. And Misaki has his second strikeout.
Well, for those that have been tuning into our broadcast throughout the start of the season, they've heard us talk about controlling the splitter and how tough it is to get accurate command of it. That is one of the prototypical pitches that you'll see from a splitter to a left-handed hitter like Roberts or Weber.
And when you can throw the fastball there at the bottom of the zone, we talk about pitch tunneling a lot, but that's where you want your fastball in order to throw the split or the slider. He gets a swing and a miss, and it's 0-2. I mean, this is just a pitching clinic. Nine pitches, eight for strikes from Misaki. Do you think he goes with the split again here on 0-2? He's done it three times or twice already with two strikes. Already two strikeouts for him. There it is, strike three. Three splitters, three strikeouts in the sixth. What a performance by Daniel Misaki. 10 pitches to strike out the side. Bottom six next. Riders trailing 1-0. And Misaki says grab some bench on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Baseball is all about heart, and so are we. Ranked among the top heart and vascular hospitals by U.S. News & World Report, Baylor Scott & White The Heart Hospital Plano is committed to keeping our community strong, healthy, and ready to cheer on every pitch. When you win, we do too. We are proud to sponsor your Frisco Rough Riders. Learn more at bswhealth.com/theheart hospital.
Here's a roofing reality. Texas is the number one state for hail damage claims.
As a result, the type of roofing material you choose directly affects your insurance premiums. The more impact-resistant the material, the bigger the discount. Not only can roofing materials reduce your monthly cost, they may protect you from replacing your roof after severe storms. Let us help determine if impact-resistant options like Class 4 shingles are the right choice for your home. Family-owned and operated, Peak Roofing and Construction has provided honest inspections and estimates on roof, gutter, and window projects in the DFW for 15 years. Visit us online at peakroofingconstruction.com.
With Rhythm Energy's Power Shift plan, you get up to 20 hours a day when electricity prices are insanely cheap. We're talking in the ballpark of a nickel per kilowatt hour. That's bonkers. Don't overpay for your electricity this summer and start saving with Rhythm Energy today. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more.
This is Cole Drake, and you're listening to the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Ian Muller starts out with a strike from Roman Angelo in the sixth inning. What a turnaround start from Angelo. Again, he'd allowed eight runs in each of his first two starts. He's pitching into the sixth inning, allowing just one hit to the Rough Riders, who came in leading the Texas League in the batting average. Muller grounds it foul. Rough Riders had been all over the leaderboards in the Texas League offensively coming into tonight. In their last nine games, first in all the slash line categories, average on base percentage, slugging, and OPS in the league. Also first averaging seven runs a game, and 12 homers was also first in their last nine games. Muller's down on strikes. Roman Angelo is spinning them into a ball of wool. Four strikeouts for him.
A lot of movement there on the heater from Angelo. And he's doing right now what many starting pitchers have not been able to do, and that is get the better end of this Frisco 9.
Osuna sinks it in the left center, and it lands in. Hurley backing up the play. Osuna trying for second. The throw. He's safe. A hustle double for Osuna.
He is so much fun to watch. He took that big turnaround first and was peering at the left fielder Roberts, and he just scurried into second.
Good play by Roberts, and Hurley backing him up. Kind of an ill-advised dive from Roberts. Quick mound visit. While they're on the mound, we'd like to remind you Peak Roofing and Construction is the one-stop roofing company serving the DFW and Austin areas. They provide top residential roofing services for your home. Visit peakroofingandconstruction.com to learn more. So just the second hit of the day for the Rough Riders, and all of a sudden they have a man 180 feet away from tying this game, and a hot hitter at the plate in the form of Walcott. 0-for-1 with a strikeout and a walk. Walcott now 4-for-13 in this series. Well outside. A man who hits the ball very hard in a situation where it calls for it. Way out in front. 1-2. He's been really good in these kind of situations, hitting .462 with runners in scoring position, 6-for-13 with a runner at second, third, or both. Outside corner, got him looking. The changeup freezes Walcott. Five strikeouts for Angelo. Two down, and Cam Colley takes his turn.
Second time he's gotten Walcott down on strikes looking. Mixed in two righty-righty changeups there. And Angelo's got a five-pitch mix. A lot of guys will go to the breaking stuff. He went to the off-speed.
And he gets a bouncer right back to him and gets out of the jam. Riders turned away in the sixth. Top seven next on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
At USAA, we know the best way to serve our members is by building the best team. So we're looking for talented people like you to join us. From claims and finance to tech and beyond. But it's not just skill sets and impressive resumes we're looking for. It's the unique qualities that everyone at USAA shares and the passion to make a real difference for our members. Search USAAjobs.com and find out what we're made of.
USAA, Equal Opportunity Employer.
Attention Rough Riders fans. Life throws fastballs, and when it does, you want the Crowder Law Firm batting for you. Darlena Crowder has secured over 350 not guilty verdicts in Texas. Now that's what we call a winning streak. Remember, with the Crowder Law Firm, it's more than just defense. It's a home run of resources with unlimited investigation services and no additional charges to you. So don't let a legal curveball catch you off guard. Team up with the champions of defense. Call 214-544-0061 and get Darlena Crowder and her team on your side today. The Crowder Law Firm, your heavy hitters in the courtroom.
Power everyone's devices with Astound's ultra-reliable fast internet that delivers. Go to Astound.com for fiber-powered, award-winning internet starting at $20 a month. Why choose Astound? Get more of the speed you need for all your devices and do more of everything you love with a smooth internet connection. Plus, save more with Astound Mobile, offering a choice of plans that run on one of the largest and fastest 5G networks. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit Astound.com today. Restrictions apply. See Astound.com for details.
Time for the top of the seventh on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
1-0 Sean Poodles on top of the Rough Riders. Game 5 of 6 this week between these two clubs. Alongside Zach Bigley, I'm Tyler Danberg. Our producer is Ken Jones. Our technical director is Peyton Reed. First pitch to Jack Hurley is a ground ball to third. Caber Rodriguez slings out Hurley, and there's one away. Daniel Masaki has gone four up, four down. It's time for our Cullen College trivia question. And Jack, you carved up one with hard difficulty, and that's by design.
Yeah, so my question for you, Tyler, and the audience, who are the top five MLB pitchers in innings pitched since 2020? Figured we'd put a button on the one from a couple of nights ago, or we asked top hitters in hits. Now here's top pitchers in innings pitched. Looking for the top five.
This joins D2, the Mighty Ducks, and Electric Boogaloo 2 as the best sequels to be better than its original.
Empire Strikes Back.
That too. Haven't seen it yet. Popped up by Gene Walters, third base side. Rodriguez glints into the lights and hauls it in. There's two away. First answer, or first potential answer for you, how about Patrick Corbin?
Patrick Corbin? No. Good guess, though.
Got my hopes up. Sandy Alcantara.
No, he was hurt all last
year. That is true. That's a good point. But what he did 2 years ago might have made up for it.
That's true.
Christian Robinson is up at the count 1-0.
I will put you on the spot just a little bit. I asked Ryan Lobis this question earlier today, and he nailed the top two right away.
Really?
Yeah. Rough Riders reliever, Ryan Lobis.
This is a really tough question.
Looking for the top five MLB pitchers in innings since 2020. I can give you some hints.
Robinson whacks it to left field. Zavala to his right. Makes a two-handed catch. and the inning is over. Daniel Misaki has retired all six batters faced. And we'll have more on the trivia question. Just throwing complete blanks. And it's not just Daniel Misaki who's doing that right now. We'll pause here on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, baseball fans of all ages, Game Day Men's Health is your premier destination for men's wellness. As we enjoy America's favorite pastime, Game Day Men's Health wants to remind you to prioritize your health and well-being. Are you or your partner feeling fatigued, having trouble focusing, or struggling to maintain a healthy weight? Game Day Men's Health is here to help. Their expert team specializes in testosterone replacement therapy, weight loss programs, erectile dysfunction treatments, and peptide therapy designed to help you tackle life's challenges head on. Visit Game Day Men's Health today and start feeling like an MVP in your own life. Don't wait. Visit GameDayMen'sHealth.com/Rough Riders to schedule your free consultation. Game Day Men's Health, proud partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. Play ball.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2025. For three games this season, the Riders will take the field as Quesos de Frisco, sponsored by Baylor Scott & White Health and Cacique. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with Riders players on May 16th, August 3rd, and September 12th. For more information, go to ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Vamos Quesos!
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
This is Alejandro Osuna, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Roman Angelo is working on six innings, trying to go to seven. He's allowed just two hits, no runs, walking two, fanning five. And he faces Josh Hatcher here. It's 1-1 on Hatch. Roman Angelo, what a complete 180. He's been terrific. Him and Mitch Bratt today, quite the pitcher's duel. Mitch Bratt for the Riders, when five innings allowed just one run. Pelted foul by Josh Hatcher, the minor league leader in batting average.
All right, you're not escaping trivia. Nice try. Looking for the top five pitchers in innings pitched since 2020 in Major League Baseball.
Gerrit Cole.
Gerrit Cole is not on the list.
Oh, my goodness. Jack Flaherty.
Not Jack Flaherty. Do you want a big hint?
Yes.
The top two guys are teammates.
3-2. Sliced foul.
In the National League.
By the way you implied that, it seems like they weren't teammates for all of that time since 2020.
They have been.
Okay. Never mind.
Well, hold on one second.
Tyler Glasnow?
Well, they have been. Not Tyler Glasnow.
Hatcher waves and misses. That's the sixth strikeout. For Roman Angelo. This is an embarrassing performance. And I hope Ryan Lopez doesn't see this at the end of the game.
Do you want me to... National League East, these top two.
Spencer Strider.
Not Spencer Strider. He had Tommy John surgery.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. But still, I mean, he ate a lot of innings and threw really well. Not ate a lot of innings. He threw a lot of great quality innings. Max Fried.
Not Max Fried.
He's now on the Yankees.
Philadelphia Phillies.
Oh. Aaron Nola.
Yeah.
Line drive, fair ball into left field. Kaber Rodriguez steams around first. Roberts has trouble fishing it out of left, and it's a one-out double for Kaber Rodriguez.
Well, he just got out in front of a high changeup. No way Angelo wanted to put that pitch there at the top of the zone. And yanked it down the line just fair.
So after Hatcher struck out, Kaber doubles. Back to the trivia question. Is Franmier Chavez comes up to the plate. Javier Colina is going to make a pitching change. So, Zach, one more answer or one more guess. Zach Wheeler?
Zach Wheeler, yeah. Aaron Nolan, Zach Wheeler.
We hope he kept you on the edge of your seat. Angelo's day is done. 6 1/3 scoreless innings. We'll tell you more about who's coming in when we come back here from Riders Field.
High atop left field, the Peak Porch offers the seclusion for your next special event while still being fixed in prime home run territory.
That one's drilled in the air onto left center field. Goodbye!
Take in the best baseball experience in North Texas with the Peak Porch. Check for availability at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating options under the North Texas sky at Riders Field with tickets starting as low as $12. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2025. For three games this season, the Riders will take the field as Quesos de Frisco, sponsored by Baylor Scott & White Health and Cacique. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with Riders players on May 16th, August 3rd, and September 12th. For more information, go to ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Vamos, Quesos!
This is Josh Young, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Yeah, tying run on second for the Rough Riders. So Javier Colina makes a Benjamin Franklin Plumbing call to the bullpen. Cutter Gramish replaces Roman Angelo, who tossed 6 1/3 scoreless innings. Rodriguez would be credited to him if Freddie Chavez and company would be able to get him home. Fifth appearance for Gramish. Second of this series. Pitched a scoreless inning on April 16th against the Riders. Frisco won the first three games of this set. Amarillo won last night. Gramish, a 25-year-old righty from Scottsdale, Arizona. Fifth rounder by the D-backs in 2019. He's facing Chavez, who singled his last time up. Him and Kaber Rodriguez have two of the Riders' three hits. Alejandro Osuna's doubled the other. A wiffle ball-like breaking ball fools Chavez there. Tethered him for strike two. I got that look, Zach.
Yeah.
That's the time to take another guess. How about Jesus Luzardo?
We're going over trivia, by the way, looking for the top five pitchers in innings pitched since 2020. Jesus Luzardo is not on that list. Got an Aaron Nola and Zach Wheeler at the top two so far.
Chavez gets hit by the pitch. Front door breaking ball, and Chavez is wincing in pain. He's clutching right near his right shin. Luis Miesis over to check on him. And Michael Thiel, first-year athletic trainer, out to check on Chavez. He caught an 86-mile-an-hour slider to his lower right knee.
Oh, when it hits bone and there's no padding right there, if it got the ankle or the lower part of the shin, that is so painful. And looks like he's going to be okay. Hopefully. He's up.
Another look at this hit by pitch for Chavez, who receives a standing O.
Oh, yep, right on the ankle.
Gramish, who's working on three straight scoreless appearances, with the two spot on April 13th against Springfield, sandwiched between, hits the first batter he faces. and Aaron Zavala in a prime spot to tie this game and maybe do even more. It would be big for him and the team. Walker, so we're, again, Colin Cullis trivia question. Top five major league pitchers since 2020 in innings. Walker Buehler.
Not Walker Buehler.
He also did miss a year due to injury, didn't he?
Yep. If that were the trivia, you're doing great.
Stay tuned for tomorrow's Colin Cullis trivia question. When Zach gets to answer the question. 2-0. Fastball outside, 97 for Gramish, who will pump it in the upper 90s.
Yeah, I feel like I'm setting myself up for failure tomorrow. You're going to come with the hardest question of all time.
No, that's not true. That's impossible. Yeah. Empire Strikes Back. 3-0. Right down Broadway, 3-1. Shane Bieber, even though that would not be correct.
Not Shane Bieber. He's been out with a lot of injury, too.
Zavala takes ball four, his team-high 14th walk. The bases are loaded for Luis Meneses.
Now you have a guy in Meneses batting with the bases loaded. Meneses is 7 for 12 this season with runners in scoring position. A 5.83 average.
That is tops in the Texas League.
Can't get much better, and this is the guy you want up. All right, I'll give you a couple more guesses, then we'll get the answer. Unless, do you want to punt?
Not going to punt. Because he pitched through 2023, Adam Wainwright?
No.
I don't know why we're just drawing straight blanks here.
This is really tough. All right, we'll get the answer here before Meneses comes to the plate for our Colin Cullis trivia question. We've got Aaron Nola and Zach Wheeler. Logan Webb, Corbin Burns, and Jose Barrios are the other three.
Should have at least got the first two.
Barrios is tough. Very tough.
Bases juiced. One out. Gramish to the plate. Meneses bounces it to third. The throw goes home. There's one. And the lead runner and would-be tying run is forced out at home. Groover goes to the plate. Bases stay loaded. Two out for Ian Muller.
Fastball way off the plate here. And Meneses just reached out and poked it. Right at Groover, routine play for the third baseman to come home and get the out. Luckily, hit softly enough they couldn't turn two.
There's 1-0-1 Muller. Pop out, strikeout. First two plate appearances. A chance to do damage. The first year Rough Rider slams it into right field, a base hit, one runs in, here comes Zavala, the throw, not in time! It's a go-ahead, two-run single for Ian Muller, and the Riders are in front.
He got a fastball in the middle of the plate. Great slide by Zavala getting in there. Went to the opposite way. Great piece of hitting by the young catcher. What a clutch hit.
Before that base knock, the Riders, with the bases loaded, had been 4 for 21. Ian Muller came through in a crucial spot. And for Frisco in this series, the Riders have now scored 12 runs in the 7th or 8th innings combined. It's 1-0 on Alejandro Osuna. Gramish, the reliever, throws.
That snapped an 0 for 15 for the Rough Riders with runners in scoring position. What a huge hit.
Mahler now has three RBI in this series and three knocks. Slowly roll to the mound. Gramish to first, and it is caught at first base by Fernandez. He hung on to it. But Ian Mahler comes through with a two-run, two-out, go-ahead single. And it's 2-1 Rough Riders on our way to the eighth.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
It's game time, Rough Riders fans. And just like baseball, some traditions only get better with time. That's why SoChill tortilla chips bring you the crunch of centuries-old recipes, made light, crisp, and irresistibly good. Founded from family traditions passed down for generations, SoChill chips are crafted to be so thin, so crisp, so good. So, whether you're at Riders Field or watching from home, grab a bag of SoChill chips and taste tradition in every bite.
Safe!
SoChill, proud sponsor of your Frisco Rough Riders.
Now for the top of the eight from the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
All of a sudden, just like that, Frisco's now in front 2-1 as Skylar Hales gets the ball down to replace Daniel Misaki after six straight batters retired. Hales makes it another Benjamin Franklin Plumbing call to the bullpen. Alongside Zach Bickley, I'm Tyler Danberg. Boy, Zach, what a two-out jolt for Ian Mahler in a big spot to give the way to Skylar Hales.
Huge clutch hit. I mean, this is the kind of stuff that you love to see, especially from the 9-hole when you're getting that kind of production. The 9-hole has been so good for the Rough Riders all season. Now you hand it off to someone who's been very good on the mound in Hales, another guy in the back end of this bullpen who's had a great start to the season.
Fifth appearance for Hales. And he finds the target for strike one. Daniel Misaki retires all six batters he faces. He struck out the side of the six, executed a 1-2-3 seventh as well. That splitter has looked as good as it has been all year. Time call by Tommy Troy. 1-for-3. A single his last time up. Skylar Hales, an 8.31 ERA, but it is early. Four runs, 4 2/3 innings. Pumps the fastball at 98 there for Hales, who's really been finding his stride velocity-wise.
Of course, it's great the Riders took the lead. You do feel for Roman Angelo on the other side, who pitched very well, 6 1/3 shutout. Both those runs charged to Gramis. But he ends up being saddled with a no decision no matter what.
Angelo allowed the one-out double to Caber Rodriguez, but then Gramis hit Franmir Chavez with a pitch, walked Aaron Zavala. Fastball in there, called strike three, and there's one away. There's that highly touted fastball from Skylar Hales. It's his highest graded pitch. Former Santa Clara Bronco misses to Lou James Gruber. Gruber 1-for-2, walked his last time up. Hales off the plate, and he's been hitting 98 consistently in this appearance.
Last year was just a matter of consistency with that fastball and its velocity. Sometimes he was really high, sometimes he was really low with the velo. This has been a good night.
Hales a fastball, a slider, and a curve. fourth rounder by the Rangers in 2023. Highest drafted Santa Clara Broncos since five-year major leaguer Mitch White was selected 65th overall by the Dodgers. Swing and the miss. It's 2-2. Hales last year led the org with 10 saves. Also third in the Rangers system with 44 appearances. There are four different Frisco pitchers this year who have converted a save. Robbie Ahlstrom leads with three. 2-2. And it's full. Sliced right center, in for a base hit. Second knock for Lou James Groover tonight.
That's such a good piece of hitting. A fastball in on his hands, a little bit low, and goes inside out. Just softly lines it over second base.
Muscled that jab job intended fastball at 96. And Caleb Roberts climbs in. Pair of singles, a stolen base, and a run scored in this contest. And it's 0-1. A win tonight for Frisco would mark a 10-4 start. That would be the Riders' best 14-game start since 2014. Tied for the fourth best since 2005. They're first in the Texas League in batting average. They're second in on-base percentage. They're first in slugging percentage. They're second in homers. Also fifth in ERA. Fastball just missed. Left a little high. That Frisco Rough Riders team in 2014 had a lot of talent. Joey Gallo, Hunter Alberto, Amherst, Ohio native Ryan Rua, Adubel Herrera, Nomar Mazara, Jorge Alfaro. Lifted foul, and it's still 2-2. And those were just the hitters. They had Chichi Gonzalez, who started 14 to 15 games. So did Luke Jackson. Eduard Cabrera led the team among qualified pitchers with an ERA of under 3. Big leaguer after big leaguer on this team. Slider missed. Makes a lot of sense why that team went 80-59.
They were absolutely loaded. Joey Gallo that season started out in high A Myrtle Beach, hit 21 homers in 58 games, came up to Frisco. First game as a Rough Rider, a walk-off homer. Ended up hitting 21 homers in Frisco as well and totaled 42 in that one season in 126 games.
Caleb Roberts takes a walk. Runners on first and second with one out. Gallo hit 21 bombs in 68 games, and a lot of them were solo shots because he drove in 56 runs, 21 of them on long balls. And Julio Valdez comes out to talk to Skylar Hales and crew.
There were a lot of concerns with Gallo at the strikeouts back then, and the power was unmatched. I mean, the stories that you heard, because this was, remember, before a lot of minor league teams had video. And the Rough Riders did have a video broadcast, but the stories of him in Myrtle Beach and the home runs that he would hit, even on the road, I feel like when you're in the Carolina League and you go different places and you talk to different people about how the ballpark plays, I feel like everybody who's been there for a long time has a story of, yeah, see that right there? Joey Gallo hit one over there.
Since you were in the Carolina League with the Myrtle Beach Pelicans, were there any specific of those stories passed along to you?
Yeah, the batter's eye in Myrtle Beach, there was only one player I ever saw hit a homer to center field in Myrtle. It was Sam Huff, who has prodigious power. Joey Gallo was really the first to do it.
Drake Osborne shoots it up the middle and into center for a base hit. Hoover held up at third. Osuna rifles it back home. And the bases are loaded with one out for the Sod Poodles.
That time, a breaking ball at the top of the zone. First pitch swinging. Osborne able to lash it into center. The fastball has been so good. The hanging breaking ball first pitch, not what Hales wanted there.
So now Andy Weber comes up with the bases juiced, just like the Riders did in the last of the seventh when Ian Muller struck with a two-run single. Slider at 87 in tight. Amarillo with the bases loaded. Hitting 111. That is ninth out of 10 in the Texas League. 18 at-bats for the bases juiced. Two hits. Trying to add on. Hales to the plate. Wave that and missed. It's 1-2.
It's that good fastball up and away. That's where he wants it. See if he sticks with that heater high. Or if he tries to get him to chase something out of the zone. A little bit dangerous if he wants to go with the breaking ball in the dirt with a runner at third.
He went to the high cheddar. Came up empty.
Not the competitive pitch he wanted there.
Hammered foul just next to the tarp. I believe that was Jesus Valdez who had to dodge out of that 102-mile-per-hour ground ball shot.
That was the slider, definitely not where he wanted it. That was on the inside corner, but about belt high.
We'll do it again, the 2-2. Weber spoils it and stays alive. Weber today, 0-3. Came in 2-13 this series. Dutch have a run batted in. Time call. Hales looking to preserve the Riders' lead. The 2-2. In the air, shallow left. Zavala under it. He makes the catch, and Groover stays put at third. One out closer is Skyler Hales to getting out of a bases-loaded jam.
You wondered with Groover's speed at third if they might try and test him, even though it was very shallow left field. But didn't want to do it. And now two outs.
Frisco and Amarillo have played just six combined one-run games this year. Jose Fernandez foul tips it into Ian Mahler's mitt. Frisco, in fact, has only played one one-run game this year. That was on Tuesday night, a 4-3 victory over Amarillo. Line drive, left center, falls in for a hit. Groover scores. Robert scores. It's bobbled in left center. And the runners move to second and third. Amarillo back in front.
Fastball in on his hands, just muscles it over Colley into left center, and then Zavala overruns the ball here just off the tip of his glove. And that allows both runners to move up to second and third, and that's it for Skyler Hales.
Carlos Cardoza makes the pitching change. And we'll tell you about who's coming in when we come back. It's 3-2 Sod Poodles in the top of the eighth.
High atop left field, the Peak Porch offers the seclusion for your next special event while still being fixed in prime home run territory.
That one's drilled in the air out to left center field. Goodbye!
Take in the best baseball experience in North Texas with the Peak Porch. Check for availability at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
It's pickleball night at Riders Field on April 19th, so make sure to grab your tickets as the Rough Riders host the Amarillo Sod Poodles for a 7:05 first pitch. Join us for pickleball themes and play on our court at the Next Court Fan Zone in left field. Be sure to take advantage of our great ticket special, including two tickets and two Rough Riders branded pickleball paddles for just $29. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
To celebrate the impact of Negro League Baseball, the Frisco Rough Riders are proud to return the barnstorming Negro Leagues team, the Dallas Black Giants, to the diamond this season at Riders Field. Help us bring one of the earliest professional teams in North Texas back in the spotlight. For tickets and more information on the Dallas Black Giants, head online at ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Play ball!
This is Ryan Lobus, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Time for another Benjamin Franklin Plumbing call to the bullpen. Travis McGregor on one day rest comes in to relieve Skylar Hales, who allowed the go-ahead RBI single to Jose Fernandez. Allowed two runs to come across. It's 3-2 Sod Poodles. McGregor deals a cutter in tight to Jack Hurley. Well, Skylar Hales jammed Jose Fernandez, but he was able to serve it into left center. So McGregor looking to try and mop things up and keep it to a 3-2 standstill. Sixth appearance for McGregor. His last appearance, first time this year he's allowed an earned run. He allowed a pair. That was two nights ago. Went against the Sod Poodles. McGregor, a 27-year-old righty from Tarpon Springs, Florida, formerly a second-round pick by the Pirates in 2016. Taking two picks after fellow Tampa area and Pinellas County native Bo Bichette. Last year pitched exclusively in Salt Lake at AAA. And he walks Jack Hurley. So the bases are loaded, just like they were before, for nine-hole hitter Gene Walters.
Oh, with two outs, it puts a force now at every base, but still a little bit more dangerous. It's a left-handed batter against the righty, Walters being a switch hitter.
Five of the last hitters have reached here for the Sod Poodles. McGregor deals one a touch low. McGregor last year with Salt Lake City was, or Salt Lake, Salt Lake Bees, was used mainly as a middle to long reliever guy. Pitched two plus innings and 30 of 41 outings. But here in Frisco, he's been used in some high leverage scenarios. Probably none higher leverage than this. It's 2-1. It's a tough spot to come in for a pitcher when you're down two. Bases loaded, you're trying to minimize the damage. Cutter off the plate. 3-1 on Walters. Through the left side, a base hit. One runs in. They're going to hold up Fernandez. The throw back to third. They got him. Seven, five, six on the assist.
Zavala to Rodriguez to Cully, but the Sod Poodles score that run. An RBI single makes it 4-2 Amarillo. They score more, and the Riders turn to respond.
Rough Riders fans, there's never been a better time to switch to Rhythm Energy's Power Shift plan and start saving immediately on your electricity bill. Nobody loves a low-scoring game, but everybody's a fan of low electricity bills. Shift power, save money, repeat. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more.
Here's a roofing reality. Texas is the number one state for hail damage claims. As a result, the type of roofing material you choose directly affects your insurance premiums. The more impact resistant the material, the bigger the discount. Not only can roofing materials reduce your monthly cost, they may protect you from replacing your roof after severe storms. Let us help determine if impact resistant options like Class 4 shingles are the right choice for your home. Family owned and operated, Peak Roofing and Construction has provided honest inspections and estimates on roof, gutter, and window projects in the DFW for 15 years. Visit us online at peakroofingconstruction.com.
Ewing Buick GMC is the official truck dealership of the Frisco Rough Riders and the number one Buick GMC dealership in North Texas. With an extensive selection of new and used vehicles and a long history of excellent customer service, Ewing makes it easy to find your next off-roading, tool hauling, kid carrying, hard working truck. Come by Ewing Buick GMC and experience why we're number one. Dallas North Tollway at Spring Creek Parkway or online at ewingbuickgmc.com.
Bottom of the eighth inning coming your way on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Landon Sims comes in to preserve the Amarillo new 4-2 lead, making his fourth appearance with the Sod Poodles. He has to face Riders 2, 3, and 4 in Sebastian Walcott, Cam Cawley, and Josh Hatcher. At the top, you have the top Rangers prospect. Then you have the 19th-ranked Rangers prospect. And then you have the minor league baseball leader in average. A tall task. It's 1-1.
Walcott walked his first trip up, but he struck out looking in each of his last two times. Happy to see Angelo go.
6 1/3 scoreless for Angelo. Whistled foul, 1-2 on Walcott. Zach, he showed off an incredible eye at the plate this week against Amarillo.
6 walks in this series for him.
9 on the season now. Sims throws. Walcott slams it into right, off base knock. Another hard hit ball, and it's bubbled by a slipping Robinson, but Walcott's held at first. He just continues to hit it on the screws.
Got a fastball elevated, barreled it up. He can go to all fields. That time it was an outside fastball, unable to line it the opposite way, going where the pitch is thrown.
Almost ate up Robinson as well, which would have put a man in scoring position. Fifth hit of the series for Walcott. Cam Cully the hitter now. Takes a ball. Sims, in his first appearance against Frisco this week on April 16th, went 2/3 of an inning, allowed 5 runs, 4 earned on 3 hits. He walked Josh Hatcher and Abimelech Ortiz, both with the bases juiced. Cully waves and misses on a high fastball. Sims, a 34th overall selection in the 2022 Major League Baseball draft. Underwent Tommy John surgery in 2022. Cully ticks it foul. A ball and 2 strikes.
Talked about Aaron Zavala being due, Tyler. Cam Cully's due too. 0-15 in this series. Got to come up with a big hit here. Doesn't have to be a home run. Just got to keep the line moving here with nobody out.
9-for-16 to close his week last week at Northwest Arkansas. 1-2 to the Mount Bellevue Texas native. And he comes down swinging. Landon Sims racks up a strikeout. So now Josh Hatcher climbs in against his former college teammate. They both were Mississippi State Bulldogs. Hatcher for 4 years, then a Kennesaw State Owl for one more. They won the College World Series together in 2021. Now they're 60 feet, 6 inches apart. Baseball's a poetic sport, isn't it?
Certainly is.
Hatcher with one swing can tie this game. Soft serve and a shallow left. Roberts crashes in, and he's there to make the catch. There's two away.
Looks like Hurley has taken over and left. Conticello's in center now.
Robinson remains in right. So Caleb Roberts finishes today 2-for-3. A pair of singles and a walk. Keeper Rodriguez eyes one downstairs. The Rough Riders took the lead in the bottom of the seventh on a two-run single by Ian Mahler. They made it 2-1 before the Sean Poodles tacked on three runs in the top of the eighth. Foul down the right field line. Zach, the Riders have been out hit today 10-5, but they have continued to come through with timely hitting. And timely two-out hitting like Ian Mahler did.
Hitting with runners in scoring position in the last two games has been tough to come by. 1-for-17 now in the last two games.
Rodriguez bounces it to short. It's handled. Weber tosses to Troy, and the inning is over. Despite a leadoff single by Sebastian Walcott, Landon Sims retires 3 straight. It's 4-2 Sod Poodles on our way to the ninth inning of the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Baseball is all about heart, and so are we. Ranked among the top heart and vascular hospitals by U.S. News & World Report, Baylor Scott & White The Heart Hospital Plano is committed to keeping our community strong, healthy, and ready to cheer on every pitch. When you win, we do too. We are proud to sponsor your Frisco Rough Riders. Learn more at bswhealth.com/theheart hospital.
My dad is a proud girl dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a girl, Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
At Hat Creek Burger Company, we're bringing back the family meal. No, not the fast food kind. The kind where our devices stay in our pockets and the conversation runs freely. We're the kind of place where those meals happen. Founded in a food truck in Austin in 2008, Hat Creek has always been about the community. Hat Creek has always been about community, good food, and good fun. With playgrounds for kids, drinks for parents, and something on the menu for everyone, come hungry and leave fulfilled. We're proud to be an official partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. Visit hatcreekburgers.com to find a location near you.
It's time for the top of the ninth on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Top of the order in the top of the ninth inning for Amarillo. A back-and-forth contest late in this one. Game 5 of a 6-game series between these two Texas League foes. Christian Robinson starts it with a line drive into the gap in left center field. It's down and all the way to the fence. Robinson eases up to second and stops there. His first hit of the day, his third double of the series, and his fourth extra base hit.
Over 50%, Zach, of his hits are for extra bases this year. I mean, he came into today with a .244 batting average, but his on-base plus slugging percentage was over .840. And it's early in the season, but a lot of what he's generating have found the gaps or found the seats.
So a runner in scoring position already for Tommy Troy, who pops it up. Shallow left center field, Osuna coming on. One away. Routine flyout. McGregor came on in that eighth inning in relief of Skylar Hales. All three runs charged to him. All three runs earned. Lou James Groover 1-0 to him. 2-for-3 today with a walk. His one out, a hard line drive to left. Into right center field, Osuna sprinting in, makes the catch, and he lofts it towards third. So two quick outs after the double. The Rough Riders in the bottom of the ninth inning will have Chavez, Zavala, and Mieses due up, 6, 7, and 8 in their order. Gavin Conticello, who came in for defense for Caleb Roberts. Roberts finishes his day 2-for-3 with a couple runs scored. Amarillo found the scoreboard tonight first in the fourth inning. Riders took the lead with an Ian Mahler two-run single in the seventh, and then three runs for Amarillo in the top of the eighth gave them the 4-2 advantage they currently hold. McGregor trying to keep it the two-run game after the leadoff double from Christian Robinson in this ninth inning. And a four-pitch walk to Conticello. That brings Drake Osborne to the plate. Osborne 1-for-4 tonight, but his single in the eighth inning, a big catalyst in that three-run inning. That loaded the bases before the eventual Jose Fernandez two-run single to give Amarillo the lead right back. First pitch breaking ball misses outside. Osborne, who was very good with AAA Reno in the beginning of the season before being sent back down here. 6-for-17, a .353 average in AAA. And he grounds this one to the right side. Hatcher scoops, throws to the covering pitcher McGregor, and it's in time. A good throw, a long throw from Hatcher to McGregor. Bottom nine, here we go. Riders down two on the AGB Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get two free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
Miss big savings on new Chevy Silverados. It's time to go big. Classic Chevrolet, back-to-back number one Chevy dealer in the world. We're going big with over 800 new trucks priced for immediate sale. Big selection, big savings. Now is the best time to upgrade for less. Get top dollar for your trade to save even more. Go big. Visit ClassicChevrolet.com now. Together, let's drive. Based on new Chevrolet registrations 2023 and 2024.
Preferred Mechanical Group is a mechanical contracting company for commercial and industrial companies and the official mechanical contractor for your Frisco Rough Riders. PMG operates on a relationship-first approach to service, and our team is dedicated to building long-term working partnerships that help us better serve our clients. As we come to understand your HVAC system better, we're able to provide better, more targeted interventions when you need them. To find out more about how we can help you, visit PMGservice.com.
Last chance. We've hit the bottom of the ninth on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Zane Russell, the new pitcher for the Arizona Diamondbacks affiliate. In the bottom of the ninth inning, the 22-year-old in our henchman Franklin Plumbing call to the bullpen, native of Kingwood, Texas, just outside Houston, went to Dallas Baptist University, was a 10th rounder by the Diamondbacks in 2023. And in this bottom of the ninth, he has to contend with 6, 7, and 8 in the Rough Riders' order. Freiner Chavez begins the inning for the Rough Riders. He has singled and been hit by a pitch today. The hit by pitch was in the right ankle. Very painful. He was down on the ground for a while and ended up staying in the game. I'm sure it's going to feel pretty sore tomorrow. Big spot to start off the ninth. Soft ground ball to the right side. Fernandez has got it. One away on the first pitch. Chavez down on the ground out. Now Aaron Zavala. Oh for 2 with a walk and a run scored today. So far in 5 outings for Russell this year, he's allowed just 1 earned run, 3 runs overall though. Big strikeout pitcher. 5 1/3 innings, 9 strikeouts, but he has walked 5. First double-A season for him. Two and one. High strike. He pitched 3 days ago. Two and two. In that game, he allowed a base hit. RBI single from Abimelech Ortiz in the eighth inning, coming in relief and getting the final 3 outs of that eighth inning. An eventual 5-run frame for the Riders. Zavala in the air, left center field. Contesello back at the warning track. It's gone! Zavala breaks out of it. It's a 1-run game in the ninth.
He was monumentally due. He had been making great contact and had a couple of fly balls this week that reached the track and might have been out in late summer. This time, he got one up into the jet stream like you've been talking about the last couple of days, and the wind was able to propel it out.
So just like that, it's a 1-run game. Still just 1 out. Riders' 15th home run of the season as a team that ties for the Texas League lead. 1-1. Such a great sight for Zavala. Mentioned monumentally due. Snaps a long 0-for-4. 1-2. And if nothing else, hopefully that kickstarts him for the rest of the series and the rest of the season. Macy stays alive. Up the middle. Troy speeders it out of the air. Two outs. Ian Muller, the final hope for the Rough Riders tonight. Two-run single in the seventh. The big hit today. Swing and a miss. He was looking to tie the game with one swing. Got the string pulled on him. Riders have not lost back-to-back games yet this season. They fell last night. Riders are down to their final strike. Muller does have a homer this year. 2-2. Alejandro Osuna on deck at the top of the order if we get that far. Line drive in the left center base hit. Riders aren't done yet. Run aboard, go ahead, run at the plate. What a great swing. Change up diving below the zone. He dug it out.
It's hard to find a better two out or two strike hitter right now than Ian Muller. His two run single with the bases juice back in the seventh was with two outs. This time it's down to his final out. And now you set up the top of the card.
And a guy who is built for these kind of moments. Take it back to last Wednesday. The Rough Riders were trailing at 9-8 going into the ninth inning. Alejandro Osuna hit a go-ahead three-run homer. And the Rough Riders ended up winning that game 12-9 in Northwest Arkansas. So now, in a similar situation, except for at home, Alejandro Osuna has a chance to wear the cape. Riders down 4-3, bottom nine, tying run aboard, winning run at the plate, one run in, and a Zavala homer. 0-1. One for three today with a double. He was hit by a pitch in the fourth. Osuna grounds it to second. Troy's got it, and the Sod Poodles hang on. Riders fall 4-3, and a thrilling back-and-forth finish down the stretch. Rough Riders, for the first time this season, have fallen in back-to-back ball games, and they drop it to the Sod Poodles, and a good one from Riders Field. So Frisco moves to 9-5 on the season. Amarillo to 4-10 on the year. The Rough Riders had a great starting pitching performance from Mitch Brandt tonight. He almost made a spectacular play as well. And the fans certainly had fun in another game of Frisco Rough Riders baseball. Rough Riders just couldn't quite get it done tonight, but they'll be back at it again tomorrow for the series finale on this Sunday in Frisco. Thanks for joining us. Tyler Danberg has your post-game coverage next on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the In Touch Home Run Terrace located above the left field wall. This cover seating area is a great option to enjoy the cover comfort of a baseball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Swinging a drive deep into right center field. Out of here!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Home run, let's ride. Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night at the park with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders baseball excitement. Let's ride!
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
But we're not done yet. Postgame coverage on the HEB Riders Baseball Network starts right now.
Tyler Danberg back with you on the HEB Riders Baseball Network postgame show. Both teams battled in this one. The Riders in the final three innings fought, scratched, and clawed, but just came up short. The final score, Amarillo 4, Frisco 3. The Sod Poodles with 4 runs on 11 hits, 1 error. The Riders with 3 runs on 7 hits and 1 error. Frisco scored 2 runs in the bottom of the 7th on a 2-run Ian Mahler single, but then a 3-run top of the 8th for Amarillo helped guide the Sod Poodles to back-to-back wins and now a 4-10 record. The Rough Riders fall to 9-5 before tomorrow's game where the Rough Riders can try and take that series victory and avoid the series split. The winning pitcher in this game was Connor Grammis. He was the reliever for Roman Angelo, who pitched 6 3 innings, just allowing 1 run, and that run was inherited by Grammis and allowed by Angelo after the Riders scored those 2 runs in the 8th. But starting pitching certainly was a key theme in this game. Angelo was great for the Sod Poodles. He went 6 3 innings, allowed 1 run on 3 hits, struck out 6 and walked 2. Opposite him was Mitch Bratt, who turned in another fine start. He went 5 innings, he allowed 1 run on 6 hits, he struck out 5 and walked 1. Bratt now has gone 5-plus innings in each of his last 2 starts, relinquishing just 3 runs over those 2 starts against Northwest Arkansas and Amarillo. Let's tell you about what happened in this ballgame and look back at a back-and-forth battle where there were 6 runs scored in the final 3 innings. But to get started, we have to go all the way back to the top of the 4th inning. That's when Amarillo struck on an RBI double by Jose Fernandez. And then it was 1-0 Amarillo all the way into the bottom of the 7th when the Rough Riders loaded up the bases. Connor Grammis came in. He induced a ground ball to Luis Meneses, but then Ian Mahler with 2 away delivered with an opposite field 2-run single to right. That made it 2-1 Rough Riders. Then in the top of the 8th, it was Fernandez who struck again. He had a 2-run single to left. The ball scooted under Aaron Zavala, the left fielder's mitt, and that allowed runners to go to second and third, where Gene Walters drove in Drake Osborne to make it 4-2 with an RBI single. But then Frisco did not go down just yet. Down to their final 2 outs, the Rough Riders got a solo home run from Aaron Zavala. It was just his 3rd hit of the year, although he had been on base 16 times before he jolted an opposite field home run onto the berm in left center. To say that that was a home run that Aaron Zavala was due for would be an understatement. The former Oregon Duck got the Rough Riders one step closer. Alejandro Osuna was the one who ended the game. He grounded out to second, but the Rough Riders got a single from Ian Mahler and just kept on fighting. Osuna had a double in this ball game, ran the bases exceptionally well, as he usually does. And Frisco came one run short. But certainly, the effort was there in what they did, especially in the last three innings. The save was collected by Zane Russell. He was the one who allowed the home run to Aaron Zavala, but recovered by retiring two of his last three batters' face. And this final time of game lasted 2 hours, 26 minutes, despite there being two lead changes and six combined runs over the final three frames. Total attendance of this ball game, 5,357. We'll take one quick break, and then we'll take a trip around the Texas League and Texas organization. You're listening to the HEB Riders Baseball Network postgame show.
Come out to Riders Field in May for a loaded schedule of promotions. Join us for Bowling for Soup Night, Harry Potter Night presented by Benjamin Franklin Plumbing, Star Wars Night, Texas Monthly Taco Fest presented by Baylor Scott & White Health, and much more. For tickets and more on our May promos, go to ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Thirsty Thursday. Starting on May 22nd, fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket presented by Twisted Team and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25 with $2 Twisted Team, Truly, and Drafts, and more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets at ridersbaseball.com or by calling at 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game.
Goodbye! Our first splashdown of the season!
For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays, and don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday beginning May 22nd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
This is Evan Carter.
A splashdown into the Lazy River for Evan Carter.
And you're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Tyler Danberg back up at the booth with you on the HEB Riders Baseball Network postgame show. Final score, Amarillo 4, Frisco 3. Just the second one-run game played by the Rough Riders. They go to 1-1 in those types of games. Amarillo 2-4. These teams usually find themselves beating opponents by larger margins or have found themselves trailing by two or more runs by game's end, but today they played to quite a finish, and Frisco's fight came up just a bit short. Aaron Zavala, though, hit a home run in the ninth inning down to Frisco's final two outs. Four runs, 11 hits, one error for the Sod Poodles, three runs, seven hits, and one error for the Frisco Rough Riders. Let's take a drive around the Texas League. The Rough Riders trying to stay at least tied atop the Texas League South Division standings, albeit it is early on in the year. San Antonio, the team they came into today tied with, is in the top of the 10th inning against Northwest Arkansas. Second extra inning game tonight. Runner on second for the Naturals with two outs. San Antonio could take sole possession for first place with a win with the Frisco loss. Midland beat Corpus Christi 6-0 in game one of a doubleheader. Then they beat Corpus Christi 3-1 in game two of the Twin Mill. Arkansas has now won three straight. They top Springfield 5-2 in game one of a doubleheader that they play in game two. And Arkansas won again, making that four straight for first-year manager Ryan Scott in the Mariners organization. Wichita got back in the win column and beat a relatively hot Tulsa club 3-1. And then another doubleheader, 7-0. The Wind Surge won in six against Tulsa. So two major victories for Wichita. Really, the Rough Riders and the Sod Poodles were the only two teams to play games that were not doubleheaders and not affected by rain in this one. around the Texas organization. We'll start off with what happened with the big league club. Adolis Garcia, a walk-off home run. The Rangers win 4-3. They get a much-needed victory over the highly touted, albeit Shohei Ohtani-less, Los Angeles Dodgers. Tonight, around the Texas minor league system, Hub City with a 15-4 drubbing of Bowling Green. Charleston beat Hickory 3-0, so the low-A affiliates of the Rangers, after picking up a no-hitter yesterday but losing just the seventh time that's happened in MILB since 2005, they get shut out again. Round Rock, though, with an 8-4 victory over the Reno Aces. Matt Festa got the win in that one for the Round Rock Express. 13 hits for Round Rock. Sam Haggerty, formerly of the Mariners, had a 2-for-5 game. Justin Foskey went 3-for-5 with four runs batted in. And he looks strong. Former Rough Rider Alex Degoni, actually on the break camp roster for Frisco before getting assigned to Round Rock, went 2-for-3 with a pair of runs batted in. And Justin Foskey hit his third home run of the season. The Rough Riders and Sod Poodles are back at it tomorrow night. Frisco leads the series 3-2. With a win, they can win three straight series to begin the 2025 campaign. If Amarillo wins, they can salvage a series split and win three games in a row. First pitch is at 4.05 p.m. We'll have the Cacique pregame show starting at 3.50 Central Time. We'll talk to Rough Riders outfielder Alejandro Osuna for part two of our Andrews Distributing pregame interview, and then we'll have the call of the game. Going tomorrow for the Rough Riders, it is still to be decided who will go for Frisco. And whoever it will be against Jose Cabrera, who pitched a quality start in Tuesday's game against the Rough Riders, but the Sod Poodles came up short, losing to the Rough Riders 4-3. Final time of game, 2 hours, 26 minutes. The attendance, 5,357 tonight at Riders Field for Pickleball Night. It's Kids Sunday Fun Day presented by Raising Cane's. Tomorrow, we hope to see you at the ballpark. Sod Poodles beat the Rough Riders 4-3. For Zach Bigley, I'm Tyler Danberg. So long from everybody here at the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Thanks for listening to another presentation of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the HEB Riders Baseball Network. Special thanks to Scott Burchett, Chuck Greenberg, and the rest of the Riders front office staff for their continued support. Once again, thank you to Baylor Scott & White Health, CoServe, InTouch Credit Union, Texas Republic Bank, Peak Roofing & Construction, USAA, Axis Custom Pools, Texas Farm Bureau, Astound, PMG, Benjamin Franklin Plumbing, Cacique, Rhythm Energy, Ewing Buick GMC, Classic Chevrolet of Grapevine, Game Day Men's Health, Crowder Law Firm, Anton's Po' Boys, Hat Creek Burger Company, Wild Fork Foods, McKinney Police Department, and Fast Signs Frisco for their support. For tickets and more information on the Riders, visit ridersbaseball.com. And until next time, go Riders! Let's ride!